On the air, the KHAS Radio High School pregame show is brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. For all of your remodeling needs, contact Bill at 402-469-8551 or visit the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings.
And good afternoon. Welcome to high school football today here on 1230 KHAS. An early start. We've got the Class C1 State High School football playoffs today, as Adams Central gets set to take on the Cardinals out of Chadron. As I spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin, and coach, it's a matchup of the number 6-seeded Adams Central Patriots and the number 11-seeded Chadron Cardinals. This is not your typical 6-11 matchup, is it?
No, it's a very tough matchup, actually. They have a very talented team, lots of veterans, a lot of experience, a three-year starter at quarterback, a really good running back with a Dickerson kid, and then a big wide receiver with the Eliason kid.
We have played teams from the West before in the playoffs, and we have fared pretty well, but I think this might be the toughest challenge we've had for a while.
Yeah, I think so, too. They're a very gifted team. They're 6-2 with 2 1-point losses to Class B schools. One of those was in overtime to Garion, and Alliance nipped them by one at the opening game of the season. So they've strung together 6 wins since those 2 losses and have pretty much beat up on the Class C competition out there.
You guys have been through this before. What's it take to win in the state playoffs?
Well, I think a couple things. We got to slow them down. I don't think we can stop them. They're averaging about 50 points a game since the first 2 ball games. And so we have to slow them down a little bit. And part of that, our best defense might be our offense. If we can take the ball and keep it away from them, not give them the opportunities, and hope maybe they get a little impatient and can do some things there. The other thing is we got to take care of the football and win special teams. Their return game is tremendous. They have some kids that can really run the ball back there on their punt and kickoff returns, so we got to keep those guys in check.
Would you take a look at the big picture when you get to the state playoffs? What's it take to string together 4 or 5 wins here?
Well, you have to have a little bit of lady luck on your side. We drew into a very tough portion of the bracket, I thought, with Chadron. And then you have, probably Norfolk Catholic waiting in the wings if they beat Gibbon. And then looking down the road a little further, you got Boone Central sitting there and Cozad sitting there. So we only have to beat about the top 3 teams in the state to get to Lincoln.
You guys have won 7 games in a row, as you have picked off the last 7 opponents. Talk about this season, sitting at 7-1 on the year. You got to be happy with that.
Yeah, I am. I'm pleased. I thought our kids really have grown through the year, and I think we've taken some strides in the right direction, and I just think our confidence grew. And that's probably the one thing, you always say, ask me how successful your team is, and I'll tell you in 20 or 30 years because of what these kids take out of your program. And I think our kids learn that you have to be confident in what you do and how you carry yourself, and hopefully that'll take them somewhere after football.
You've been a team that has banged up almost before the first game was played, but I think we're about as healthy as we have been, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We really have Lathan Schmidt as a 2-year starter from last year who will not play today, and he's really the only guy we're missing that is of major concern. The other one was Jesse Lincoln, a defensive tackle, but Lathan was playing both ways for us last year and probably our best lineman. Jesse came in and was a defensive tackle starting for us this year. Those 2 seniors are going to be missed.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about the opponents today. The Cardinals out of Chadron as our pregame show continues after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Back with Adams Central head coach Bill Carlin. It's Adams Central and Chadron here today in the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. The opponents today, you mentioned the coach before the break, they put up some 400 yards of offense per ball game. So naturally, this is a team that, like you said, you have to slow them down here today.
Yeah, we really do. It all starts with their quarterback, Tristan Stein, showing my age a little bit. I coached against his grandfather in 1990 when we played Chadron in a playoff game here. And his dad is a quarterback coach at Chadron State, so he's been around football his whole life. and he's a three-year starter for them. He's very good. He extends plays. He can scramble, and he doesn't just scramble and look to run. He scrambles, and he'll throw it 45 yards down the field and find somebody open if you go to sleep. So he's somebody that's going to be a challenge for us. Jackson Dickerson is just you talk about a water bug, that's him. He's quick. He's fast. He's all over. They move him all over the place. He's got about 400 or 500 yards in receptions, averaging about 19 or 20 yards a catch. And then he's also got about 850 or 900 yards rushing, which he averages about 12 yards every time he touches the ball. So he's kind of like lightning in a bottle, and we got to keep him under control. So those are the two main guys we got to keep an eye on. The other one is they got a 6'8 wide receiver who's 220 pounds, and you don't run into those guys every day at our level. So his brother plays basketball at the University of Minnesota and is a Lyason kid that is a very good athlete also.
Yeah, talk about him out there on the edge. Naturally, it's going to be a huge matchup problem for anybody that we got on our team.
Yeah, it is. You know, and he's a guy that his speed isn't, you know, over the top, but there's times they just take him out and hitch him up out there and just throw it up high to him. And he's, like I said, 6'8", got long arms, got good hands, and got decent speed. So you got to respect him there. So he's kind of an outlet guy to him anytime they need him. But they got a lot of weapons, and we're just going to have to try to slow him down.
What do you tell your corners when you're matched up against a wide receiver at 6'8"? Naturally, we're going to be giving away several inches out there.
Yeah, we will. And, you know, we just got to do our best. Get a good position. Don't let him go where he wants to go as much as we can without interfering, and just try to play the best we can. And if we can't, you know, knock the ball down, then we got to try to strip his arms away. And if we can't do that, just make the tackle.
So this is a team that's you know, like to throw the football around a little bit. Do they hang their hat on the passing game, or do they have a pretty good rushing game too?
Good running game, because they spread you and you got to defend their pass and stuff. They're about 60-40 run pass, and same thing with their yardage. They get about 60% of their yardage on the ground and another 40% in the air. So they're about as balanced a team as we've seen this year. Remind me of some of the Class B schools we played a few years back.
And defensively looked pretty solid. I think their linebacking core numbers-wise looks extremely good.
They run to the ball well. They have, you know, about three or four kids they rotate at D-tackles, and they're space eaters up there. 315, 285, and 270, they're not real mobile, but they kind of hunker down in there and say, you're not running inside here by just eating up space. And they occupy your linemen so that your linebackers can run and make plays. Their defensive ends are a lot more active. They get upfield a little bit more and put some pressure on you and try to create some havoc. But their linebackers really run well to the ball. So they got, you know, nice size up front and athletes behind them, and that's a good combination.
We don't want to compare Shadron to maybe the only loss we've had this year, and that's a Cozad. But this might be the toughest test we've had all year, isn't it?
Well, I think so, yeah. This probably, them and Cozad are probably our two toughest teams we've seen. GICC was a nice ball club, and we played really well that night. But those three teams are probably all in the same classification.
What are you going to tell your team? How do we get out here with a win today?
We take care of the football. We got to, you know, not turn it over. We got to keep the ball away from them a little bit. And then special teams got to be big for us. We can't let them get their return game going. They're two punt returners. Well, their whole team actually averages 14 yards a return. So we're not going to give them too many opportunities if we can, and just keep them in check. Make them go the long, hard field. Make them earn every little thing that they can get. And then offensively, we got to just, you know, play a little bit of keep away with them, move the ball, and keep moving the chains, and then keep the ball out of their hands.
I haven't had a whole lot of sleep. It sounds like you got your hands full in this one today.
Well, we do, and, you know, it's that time of the year that sleep is kind of second to some of the other things that are going on around here. And so, yeah, it's been a lot of work and stuff, but the kids will play hard, I know.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Bill Carlin, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Adams Central and Shadron on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the KHAS pregame show, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings, proud supporter of area high school athletics and schools. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
We've arrived. A journey 8 weeks in the making has merely led us to the beginning. As the winds turn colder, the long summer nights but a distant memory, trees nearly bare, green grass faded, but these fields are still full of life. From the rolling hills of the Panhandle, winding down the rivers to the metro, an energy, an excitement is building. The goals and dreams of every young man start on a day like today, on a night such as this. We begin on a road to Lincoln, on a journey that separates dreams from reality. And the reality is, it's win or go home. It's high school playoffs, and it's on 1230 KHAS. Our first matchup this afternoon takes place in Class C1 as Adams Central will play host to Shadron. The Patriots are riding a 7-game winning streak while the Cardinals have won 6 games in a row. This afternoon, the Adams Central Patriots defense will be challenged by Shadron quarterback Tristan Stein. Shadron, no pushover in a first-round matchup in Class C1. We are in for one scary good contest in Class C1 this afternoon from Patriot Field. What kind of tricks will Bill Carlin treat his fans to today? It's the Adams Central Patriots and the Shadron Cardinals, and it's next on 1230 KHAS. Let's take you live out to Patriot Field. For the call of today's game, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, happy Halloween, and welcome to the State High School Football Playoffs today here on 1230 KHIS. A good opening round matchup here today. We've got the 6th-seeded team in the Western Division, the Adams Central Patriots, a record of 7 wins, 1 loss in the season, getting set to take on the Shadron Cardinals. They are the number 11 seed here in the Western Division. Their record is sitting at 6 wins and 2 losses.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you here this afternoon. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And, Jimmy, maybe not your typical 6-11 matchup here today. We're going to see a good football team today in the Shadron Cardinals.
Well, we really are, and something's going to have to give today with Adams Central ripping off 7 straight victories after that loss to Cozad on the opening night of this season. And then the Shadron Cardinals losing to 2 Class B teams in the first 2 ball games. They lost to Alliance in the first game of the season, 20-21, and then the Gary Bulldogs 26-27. So the first 2 games, Class B opponents, and they played all Class C1 teams as out in the western part of the state. So something's got to give. One team's going to go home with a victory, and the other one's going to go home with a loss. One team advances, the other team gets ready for basketball. And you talk about this matchup, and boy, this is going to be Adams Central's really kind of just coasted through the season, so to speak, and they have gotten better each and every game this season. But they're going to run into a tough program here in the Shadron Cardinals. They've got a good quarterback, a balanced running game. They've got a big receiver, a 6'8 receiver. His brother plays basketball at the University of Minnesota. So this is going to be a tall test for Adams Central. If Shadron is able to shut down the run game, it's going to rely on the arm of Dylan Steinkruger, and he has been iffy at best this season throwing the football around. So they will. I wouldn't be surprised to see 9, 10, possibly 10 guys in the box trying to stop Niederklein here today.
Adams Central, of course, losing to Cozad in their season opener, and then they have coasted to 7 straight wins, including last week's 49-7 win over St. Paul. Today's game time temperature is going to be at 50 degrees. Winds will be out of the northwest at about 17 miles per hour. We're just before 1 o'clock getting set for the State High School Football Playoffs today. Today's game time and temperature is brought to you by Precision Heating and Air in Hastings. Is it time for you to upgrade to a more energy and cost-efficient Lennox heating and cooling system? We'll talk to Tom Wissing at Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings today to find out all the tax credits that you qualify for when you place your old system with a new energy and cost-efficient Lennox system. Find Precision Heating and Air Conditioning online at hastingsprecision.com, or you can stop in Monday through Friday at 314 West 2nd Street in Hastings. So it's going to be a very enjoyable afternoon. It's been a long time since we've had an afternoon contest here today, Jimmy, but the Cardinals and the Patriots getting ready to square off here today.
Yeah, most of the time we're getting ready for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Obviously dark in the sky, but the one thing that's going to be tough for us, the scoreboard is going to be very difficult to read, as it's a LAD, a new scoreboard they put in a couple of years ago when they redid the field, and it is going to be very tough to see with the sun shining very brightly here in Hastings for a one of the 1 o'clock matchups here. There's a few of them around the state, and we'll have scores as we go on through this game and then the game we have later on this evening. But a beautiful afternoon here after a couple of dreary days here in Hastings.
Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Adam Central offensively with Dylan Steinkruger at quarterback. It'll be a Buzz Niederklein, a 1,500-yard rusher in the backfield, along with Jack Berry. A wide receiver will be Derek Lanowski. The tight end will be Jerome Halsey. The other wide receiver for Bull Carlin and his Patriot offense will be Evan Lindblad. Up front, you've got Josh Meyer at center. Alex Meyer and Ben Pfeiffer will be the two guards, and Chase Moorlang at tackle, and J.D. Beeman at the other tackle. Lathan Schmidt is not dressed today. He will not play today for the Adams Central Patriots. Adams Central on defense with Alex Meyer, Ben Winkler, Ben Pfeiffer, and Kendall Oberheide across the front. Jerome Halsey, Jack Berry, Alex Keller, and Buzz Niederklein, the linebackers, and Brecken Reed, Logan Bowen, and Derek Lanowski in the backfield. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for football today on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for football today. Shadron in offense. Jimmy mentioned Tristan Stein. He's the quarterback. A good one. He's going to be one guy to keep under control today. When he's not throwing it, Jackson Dickerson will be the guy in the backfield along with Keenan Johnson. A wide receiver, a big 6 foot 8 inch target out there, Spencer Eliason, as well as Matt Cerny, and also Lane Jerset will be a wide receiver. Across the front, 316, 202, 177, 225, and 190 for Shadron. On defense, their leading tackler over there is Keenan Johnson. He's a linebacker, 5'10", 180-pound junior, but they got a good linebacking core with Willie Cogdell also out there with 82 tackles. He's 5'10", 165, and a junior. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with 3 locations, count them, Gino, 3 locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. The gang is all here for a Thursday afternoon edition of high school football. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw, all crammed in here at the Patriot Field. And this is what high school football is all about. It comes down to the postseason.
Well, it really gets exciting when you get to this time of year. The cool breeze blowing through the air. Sometimes we don't get some very good weather days as we move on through the playoffs. But this day, again, after I had mentioned a couple of dreary, drizzly days here in Hastings, the weather forecast today, breezy, but cool. And sun shining here, but going to be a good day on Halloween. And I am glad to see that so far we haven't seen your mask yet. You don't need one.
We haven't seen any Halloween costumes in the crowd.
Shocked.
I am too. It's going to be Adams Central kicking off to begin the football game here today. It's going to be Jacob Weiss into the football. Shadron will have a couple of guys back deep inside their 5-yard line. Here comes the kick. They're going to drive that baby into the end zone, in and out of the end zone. And it's going to be Shadron starting at first down and 10 from their own 20-yard line. The wind is out of the northwest at about 16, 17 miles per hour. You can see the flags down here in the end zone, Jimmy. Adams Central is going to have the wind at their back here in this first quarter of play. And naturally, Weiss with a good leg bangs that one out of the end zone.
Well, we talked about the Shadron team, Tristan Stein, the quarterback. His dad is the quarterback's coach at Shadron State. Bill Carlin, ironically enough, coached against his grandfather a few years ago when Shadron and Adams Central played. But we're ready for football as Stein is in the pistol set.
And they'll be in this set most of the day today. Wide receivers left and right. Stein, play action pass, going to roll to his left. He unloads on the near sideline. The ball is going to be caught here at the 28-yard line and out of bounds. Nice catch here on the near sideline. Grabbing the ball there was Matt Cerny. Now Stein can throw the pick around, Jimmy. He's got 1,365 yards. He's completed 51% of his passes. Logan Bowen into the stop there for Adams Central as he runs Cerny out of bounds. A pickup there of 8 yards.
Found a good pattern, just about an 8 yard down and out. And Stein was able to hit him right on the money, right on the sidelines. The official right there, feet down in bounds, 8 yard gain, second down and two. The ball out to the 27 yard line.
Trips set out wide to the right side. One wide receiver to the left. The ball is on the near side hash mark. Stein in the gun. He bobbles the ball. Here comes the pressure. He spins away from pressure. He's going to be hitting down. He goes back here at the 25 yard line. Stein kind of fumbled the football as he got the snap from center. Alex Meyer was the first guy to get there for Adams Central. Nails him for a 3 yard loss. It is now third down and about 5 yards to go.
Well, and with that little bobble, it threw the timing off of the play, and Stein was able to maintain possession of it. But then he looked up and he's got Adams Central Patriots all over top of him. That was a loss of nearly 3 yards. So now it's going to bring up a third down and five. The football back at the 25 yard line. First drive of the afternoon here. First round of the playoffs in Class C1.
It'll be Shadron moving from right to left here in this first quarter play. Third down and 5 yards to go from the Shadron 25-yard line. Stein has got the ball, rolls out right, holds it, gets outside the numbers, now stops and throw the ball. It's going to be it's down along the turf. Did he hang on to it? It's going to be a completed pass. Yes, he got a hold of the football at the 33-yard line. Out to the 33-yard line, that's Matt Cerny again making the reception down along the turf. He cradles the ball. He hauls it in at the 33-yard line. That's a first down. Brecken Reed back there in coverage for the Adams Central Patriots.
Well, it shows the ability of Stein to scramble. He was forced all the way to the far sidelines in front of the Patriot bench. And again, he found Cerny all alone. He was looking downfield for Eliason, the big target, but he wasn't able to get it to him. But they pick up 7 yards and a first down.
Three wide receivers again, split out wide to the left side. This time Stein's going to run the ball to the short side of the field at the 30 to the 32 to the 33-yard line before he is knocked down right in front of the Adams Central bench. So a short gain there. Tackle is made in there by Logan Bowen for the Adams Central Patriots. So they move the ball from the 32 onto about the 33. We'll give them 1 yard on the play. It's going to bring up a third down or second down situation and 9 yards to go. Shadron, a team that can get up and down the field. They're averaging over 400 yards of total offense per ball game.
Well, and this is going to be a true test for the Adams Central secondary. They haven't seen a real good pocket quarterback all season long. So this is going to be a test for this secondary here today. They've got a lot of gifted receivers. Three of them split out the left side this time, one out to the right in the pistol set.
Second down and 9 yards to go. Stein wants to throw the ball, holds it, throws it to the far sideline. That baby is going to be incomplete. Right on the sideline, he got the ball over there, but he was out of bounds. Did not get his feet down. Over there for the Shadron Cardinals was Lane Jerslid, number 21. Back there in coverage for Adams Central was Logan Bowen again, number 22. So again, a third down situation there. They've already converted on one third down here on this drive. This is third down, a little tougher, 9 yards to go.
Well, this is a big down for Adams Central. They're all going to be big today. That pass there, the third pass attempt by Stein, it falls incomplete. 2 of 3, 16 yards, and now Stein and the Cardinals face a third down. We'll call it 9 for the first down.
Here comes Eliason in motion to the near side. Stein rolls. He comes to this side, sets, throws the ball. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Adams Central at the 42-yard line. Derek Lanowski gets interception number 5 on the season. Ball was tipped there by Adams Central's Kyler Wormstadt. It was picked off by Lanowski. Adams Central gets the first big break of the ball game. First and 10 at the Shadron 42-yard line.
Boy, and the Patriots are fortunate that Stein didn't have time to get his feet set because he had Eliason all alone down around the 45, 46-yard line. Would have been well enough for a first down, but he wasn't able to get it to him. Then he tried to hit the outside receiver. And again, Wormstadt got his hand in on it. Lanowski made a great diving attempt. Picks the ball off an AC in Shadron territory for their first drive.
Here's Adams Central handing the ball away to Buzz Niederklein. Gets outside to the 35 to the 34-yard line. Shadron going to see plenty of Buzz Niederklein here today. Niederklein has carried the ball 184 times on the season. Tackle is made by Vonson Salone. Vonson Salone, a 5'6", 140-pound junior. They've got a couple of brothers that play on this season, on this team. Vonson, and also down here at Nalika. We're going to see them in the ball game here today. A couple of
It's a family that came from Laos is what they told me.
You've done great preparation, my friend.
It is second down and about 4 yards to go. Adams Central with the ball following the turnover. Niederklein with the ball. Gets it to the open. 30, 25. Niederklein breaks back to the center of the field to the 20 down to the 18-yard line. Buzz Niederklein takes the ball to the 18-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the defensive back. That's Taylor Wild. Wild, 6 foot, 140 pounds, and a junior. That is an Adams Central first down.
First down of the afternoon. Two carries by Buzz Niederklein, 23 yards. And if Shadron is unable to stop Buzz Niederklein, it is going to be a long afternoon because Buzz, with 1,500 yards on the season, we've done plenty of the games, and it's been a very simple offense for Bill Carlin. You turn and hand it off to number 30, and he has got the job done for the Patriots today. So far, and on the season, he's had a great season. 23 touchdowns for Niederklein.
J.D. Beeman has a problem with his equipment, so K.O. Pleak is going to come in to replace him now. It's a left tackle. It's going to bring up a first down and 10 yards to go. Adams Central under initial drive here at the 18-yard line of Shadron. And now we got an illegal procedure. Illegal procedure call here on Adams Central. So that's going to cost him 5 yards. That's something the Patriots are going to have to eliminate today. And that's penalties, especially down here in the red zone. And now the quarterback, Steinkruger, goes all the way to the sideline to get the play from Bill Carlin before he returns back to the huddle here.
Well, and the one thing about it, they're going to have to eliminate the penalties, and I believe they're going to have to win the turnover battle. They already have one early in this ball game, but they are going to have to keep their hands on the football, play safe with it. Steinkruger is not going to be able to make any mistakes today against this Cardinal football team.
Winner moves on. The loser is finished for the season. Winner moves on to play next week again in the second round of the state playoffs. Steinkruger up under center. Turns, hands the ball away. That's Niederklein. Niederklein is hit once, and down he goes right at the line of scrimmage. Getting through there is going to be Keenan Johnson. Johnson's the leading tackler for the Shadron Cardinals. He's 5'10", 180 pounds, and a junior. He's got 94 stops coming into the football game here this afternoon. A couple of picks defensively. Keenan Johnson in on the stop there for the Cardinals.
Well, and a lot of guys packing the box. Again, we talked about it in the pregame show. Don't be surprised you don't see as many as 8-9 guys in the box for this Shadron defense because they know who's going to get it. Now they break formation. Niederklein will be split out as a wideout to the right side. It'll be Jack Berry, the lone back, with Steinkruger in the pistol.
Lindblad is your wide receiver to the left side as they hand the ball away. And that little reverse, that's going to be Lenowski, and Lenowski's going to be stacked up. Did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Lenowski trying to bring the ball to the short side of the field. Stacked up at the 23-yard line. Tackle is made by, that's Vonson Salone. He's the defensive back. We're going to have problems with his name all day today. I talked to the Shadron coaches earlier. I said, don't worry. He says, everybody screws it up. Everybody screws it up every place we go.
It's a mouthful. You might as well grab a handful of that popcorn you got and work it out. But, again, a good defensive stop. They've seen that on film. Adams Central's been pretty successful with that play. Now kind of the same formation here, just the other side.
Third down and 3 yards to go. Here's Steinkruger, rolls to his left, unloads downfield. It's going to be overthrown. Intended receiver was Evan Lindblad. But wait a minute, we got a penalty flag in the back field here for Adams Central. Probably a holding call here on the Patriots.
Yeah, going to be a holding call right there in front of the white cap, Tim Higgins and his crew doing the officiating duties here. But again, a holding call. And again, second penalty on the drive. But again, we talk about if Shadron packs the box and they are able to stop Buzz Niederklein and they force Adams Central, if they have to win the game on the arm of Dylan Steinkruger, I believe they are in trouble. We have seen Steinkruger. He's had a tough time at it. And that one was grossly overthrown to Lindblad. Lindblad, a big, big target. But now we're going to have Adams Central on this fourth down call. Bill Carlin elects to send in the field goal unit. Going to be Jacob Weiss to attempt a long field goal.
This will be a 40-yard field goal. Remember, the 16 to 17 mile per hour wind is going to be behind Weiss. He is 3 for 4 on field goals so far this year. This is a 40-yarder for the near side hash mark. Ball is down. The kick is up, and that's going to be far short. That's going to be far short. It's going to be no good. So Adams Central wastes the pick there by Derek Lenowski, and the Shadron Cardinals will get the football back for the second time today.
Well, and again, it was penalties that hurt them. They got a couple of nice big runs there on that drive from Buzz Niederklein, the first two carries, and then they were able to fill the box up a little bit. They were able to stop Buzz, and that reverse play that AC has been fairly successful on this season, they were able to stop Lenowski, force a passing down, an incomplete holding call, and the missed field goal. So now they'll bring the football out to the 20-yard line. Second series for the Cardinals here today. 16 yards through the air from Stein, minus two rushing for the Cardinals on their second series now.
7 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Stein. He just receives the ball, and he's going to run it to the 20-yard line, to the 21, to the 22. So a running play there for Stein, the quarterback, as he moves it to the 22-yard line. Stop is made there by Jack Berry, the inside linebacker for Adams Central. Berry has been all over the place for the Patriots this year. 84 tackles and one sack with one fumble recovery and one interception for the Pats.
Yeah, Berry has had an outstanding season, doing a good job on the offensive side of things, not carrying the football but blocking for Buzz Niederklein. But again, Berry in on the tackle, and Shadron facing a second down and ate the ball just out past the 20-yard line.
It's going to be Stein with the wide set again. Wide receivers all over the place. Play action pass. Here comes the pressure. He dumps the ball away. That ball is going to be tipped and nearly intercepted again. Logan Bowen got his hands on it there for Adams Central. The Patriots have done a great job in the turnover ratio this year, Jimmy. They are plus 16 on their turnover ratio. They've got 10 interceptions, 16 fumbles. They've already got one interception today, 13 sacks defensively, but plus 16. That is almost unheard of on the turnover margin.
Well, and the thing is, with a mobile quarterback like Stein, he's going to probably be the best they have seen since Kozad, and they were able to get in there, put a little pressure on him, and he makes a kind of an errant pass across the middle. Bowen gets his hands on the football. He's already got one interception in the ball game, but on that play, we had a holding call on the offensive line for Shadron, so they'll push the football back all the way to the, 11-yard line here, what'll be a second down and long for the Cardinals.
Stein up under center this time. He turns and hands the ball away. And busting through there across the 15 to the 20 out to the 22-yard line. So a good gain there out to the 22-yard line. That's a Jackson Dickerson. Buzz Niederklein makes the stop there for Shadron. I knew a Derrickson at one point, so that's going to cause us problems too. I knew a running back by the name of Derrickson. This is Dickerson, and he's like a little water bug. Bill Carlin called him a little water bug during the pregame show today.
Well, he's shifty in a good year, 878 on 73 carries, 14 touchdowns. He will catch the football out of the backfield, 24 receptions. He makes a nice gain there of 11, and now it's a much more manageable third down call here for the Cardinals.
Stein looks across the middle. That ball's going to be caught out here across the 30. That's going to be a first down to the 31. A pass across the middle to Jerslid. Tackle is made in there by Adams Central as the Patriots get back on defense, but not before Shadron picks up a first down. So after getting chalked up a little holding call during that possession there, Shadron comes back and gets the first down out across the 32-yard line. So Shadron on the move here in this first quarter of play. 5.5 minutes to go. No score between Shadron and Adams Central today in the Class C1 State High School football playoffs.
Boy, there was a lot of room out there for Gilson. Adams Central is fortunate they brought him down after a 9-yard gain. He had a lot of room.
Wide receivers split out wide to the right side. Here's Dickerson with the ball again. He gets outside the numbers to the 30 to the 35. Stutter step to the 40, and he's run out of bounds out around the 41 or 42-yard line. Adams Central chasing him out of bounds, and that's Brecken Reed over there defensively for Adams Central. That's going to be a nice run again by Jackson Dickerson for the Shadron Cardinals. Jimmy mentioned he's got close to 900 yards this season, and he gets a first down here, or actually just short of a first down as it brings it to the 40.
Yeah, 9-yard gain. Got to get just past the 41-yard line to get a first down in a very quickly moving first quarter. 5:11 left to go here in the first quarter.
Stein has got a wide receiver split out to the right side and then a trio and set up in a little triangle over here to the left side of the formation. High snap to give the ball away again to Dickerson. He's got the first down as he plows his way out to about the 43-yard line. That is Jack Berry into the stop again for the Adams Central defense, in addition to Ben Pfeiffer, the defensive tackle. So now Shadron has gone to the rushing attack here. They're about evenly split. They have about 220 yards passing the ball on average throughout the year, and about 180 rushing, so a pretty even split here. About 60-40 is what they broke it down with. Adams Central broke down the game film that Shadron had this year. First down and 10 yards to go. Shadron with the ball on their own 43-yard line. Again, they hand the ball away. That's a Dickerson. This time he's going to be stacked up. Stacked up there by Adams Central and tripping up there for the Patriots. Getting his hands on him is going to be Alex Meyer. Meyer, the 6'3", 210-pound senior defensive end, got in there and just trips up Dickerson. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play as he brings the ball to the 44.
Well, you talk about mixing it up so far in this first quarter. 7 rushing plays, 25 yards. They've had 6 pass attempts for 25 yards. And again, Shadron doing what they want to do. They want to keep that offense of Adams Central and Buzz Niederklein on the sidelines. and make up some long time-consuming drives. They've got a second down and nine here. Ball out at the 44.
Two wide receivers now split onto the right side. Here's Stein. He wants to throw the ball. Rolls that way. Unloads the ball. He's going to be caught here. Caught at the 47-yard line and drug down. That's the new man in the ball game again. Vincent Salone. Salone, a 5'6", 140-pound junior. He makes his 19th reception of the season. Buzz Niederklein into the stop there for the Adams Central Patriots on defense. A short gain as they bring the ball out to the 45-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down, eight situation, 3:40 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, and this, again, another crucial third down. Adams Central has got to be able to get off the field on third down. They allowed a 9-yard pass and catch on a last first down on a long third down play. We'll see what the defense has in store here, third and eight.
Spread set again, and we got penalty flags all over the place. Penalty flags all over the place. Looks like somebody up front moved for Shadron. That's going to cost him 5 yards. So now instead of a third down and eight, you're looking at third down and 13. And again, Stein is being forced to maneuver this offense through the stiff breeze here this afternoon. Blowing out of the northwest, jumping up front was Austin Long. Long, the right guard there for the Cardinals. So with that penalty, they bring the ball back here to just between the 39 and the 40-yard line. Shadron moving from our right to our left here in this first quarter of play. No score between the Cardinals and Adams Central in a Class C1 State High School football playoffs. Man comes in motion. Stein looks to his left. Now he's being flushed out of the pocket. Stein holds it. Now he throws the ball downfield. He's got his man, Elias, and at the 40-yard line down to the Patriot 35. That's what Stein does the best, Jimmy. He scrambles out of the pocket. He's not looking to run. He has still got his eyes downfield, and that time he finds his big target, Spencer Eliason, downfield as he hauls it in at the Adams Central 35-yard line. It's a first down for Shadron. Kyler Wormstadt into the stop there for the Adams Central Patriots.
That is a fourth first down here in the first quarter. Eighth pass attempt, 51 yards now for Stein. That one good for 25 yards. And again, the Adams Central defense had him hemmed in, couldn't get a hand on him. He squirted out of the pocket, and again, he finds that big 6'8 target, Eliason, downfield, big gain down to the 35-yard line. First down, Shadron on the move.
All right, here's Stein again. He's going to hand the ball away, sweeping left side, 35 to the 30, still on his feet, down to the 29-yard line. Moving the ball down to the 29-yard line, and we'll check the ball carrier for you. It's going to be Jackson Dickerson is still in the contest there for Shadron. So a pickup down to the 29-yard line. Buzz Niederklein into the stop for the Adams Central Patriots. A pickup of about 5 yards in a play. Second down and 5 yards to go. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter. No score between Shadron and Hastings Adams Central here today. Stein standing in the shotgun set. Wide receivers all over the place. Two to each side. Stein's going to run the ball. He's at the 30-yard line. Stein slips away. Takes it down to the 26 where he is brought down there. Stein is brought down. Another stop is Alex Meyer for Adams Central. A pickup of a couple of yards on the play as they move the ball down close to the 26-yard line. They got to move it just across the 25 for the first down. So it's third down and about a yard to go. Shadron in their second offensive possession of this football game nearing the red zone here in this scoreless battle so far. Inside 2 minutes to go now. Shadron quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Wide receivers left and right. Empty backfield here. On third down and a yard to go, Stein's just going to go straight ahead. Stein has stopped at the 26. I don't think he got there. Stein has stopped at the 26-yard line and pulling him down for Adams Central. A couple of guys in there making the initial stop was Ben Winkler. Good job defensively, but they give him the first down, Jimmy. They gave him forward progress just to the 25-yard line at first down.
Well, and the line judge over here in front of the Shadron bench, again, come running out there, gave him an outstanding spot. Again, a great defensive surge by the guys in the blue jerseys, but it wasn't good enough. They needed one, and that's what they picked up. They get the ball spotted down at the 25-yard line. We are at 1:05 left to go here in the first quarter, but the best drive, and Shadron getting close to the red zone.
That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they move the ball down to the 26-yard line, the 25 and a half exactly. Under a minute to play, Stein has got the ball, rolls to his left, unloads the ball, is going to be caught. That's going to be Salone down there at about the 16-yard line. So Vincent Salone has got the ball. Tackle is made by Derek Lanowski. He hauls that baby in right down here at the 17 officially. They're inside the red zone here late in this contest. Shadron is on the move in their second offensive possession today.
Well, and you can tell that Stein is a three-year starter, very poised back there, not rattled a bit, very relaxed. He stands in the pocket, and again, he delivered a good pass to Salone, 7-yard gain. Now it's second down and three. The ball is in the Case IH red zone.
All right, Stein is waiting here. Now we got a penalty again. So Shannon has been hit by a couple of penalties here in this football game. That's Keenan Johnson, one of the running backs, maybe came out of his stance back there. It's going to cost him 5 yards. So instead of a second down and three, we're looking at second down and about 8 yards to go. The ball is moved back here to the 23-yard line. We're down to 12.7 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Penalty number three on the Cardinals here in the first quarter. Adam Central with two penalties as Stein runs to the sidelines and visits with his head coach, Mike Leacher, with inside 10 seconds. Now the clock is running. This will more than likely run out, and it will be the end of the first quarter, as it has done through quarter number one.
All right, one quarter in the books here this afternoon. The Class C1 State High School football playoffs and 1230 KHIS. The score after one, it's Adam Central nothing and Shadron nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, they pull a deja vu here, and they run one last play before they say it's the end of the first quarter. Stein, he rolls to his left and picks up the first down as they move the ball down to about the 17-yard line. Actually, it's going to be just short of a first down, so they run a play there. It's going to be third down and two when we come back from the 17-yard line. So now it's officially the end of the first quarter of play. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central nothing and Shadron nothing.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
1230 KHAS.
One quarter in the books, no score between Shadron and Adams Central here this afternoon.
First quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. Find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Quickly, as both teams are out for Shadron, 99 yards, five first downs in that first quarter. Adams Central, 25 yards, all on the ground, one first down. And Shadron has the football, third down and one, inside the Case IH red zone at the 16-yard line.
All right, Stein has got two wide receivers split out to the left side. As he waits on the snap here on third down in the yard, they hand the ball away, a big hole across the 15, down to the 10, down to the 9-yard line. Pounding the ball right at the Adams Central defense as they take the ball down to the 9-yard line. Jack Berry in on the stop. That was Keenan Johnson carrying the ball there for Shadron. And the Cardinals are quickly up to the line of scrimmage. They will go without a huddle here on first down and goal from the 9-yard line. Johnson again gets the call, runs into his own man. He's going to be hitting down. He goes into the stop there for Adams Central defensively. He's going to be Kendall Oberheide. Oberheide, just a sophomore who's been kind of pressed into the playing time this season because of numerous injuries, and he's done a great job for Bill Carlin and the Pats.
Well, you talk about Oberheide and the sophomore. There's been several times that Bill Carlin has told us he'll look out on the field and didn't realize he'll have six, seven sophomores into the football game. Again, last week against St. Paul, suited up five or six freshmen on the team. But, again, the sophomores are doing a good job for AC, and that was a loss of one on the run by Johnson. So it's going to be a second down. Call the ball back out the 11-yard line.
Second down and goal from the 11. Stein, again, with wide receivers all over the place, left and right, bobbles the snap, and now he looks right, throws the ball into the end zone. It's going to be caught for the touchdown, but a penalty flag comes down. Caught for the touchdown. That's going to be Matt Cerny, but a penalty flag comes down in the end zone. It's going to be a pass interference call here on Adams Central. That's going to be a touchdown, I believe, for Shadron. They're going to be on the scoreboard on an 11-yard touchdown pass from Stein to Cerny, and we'll check out the indication for you. The officials huddling here, and the officials waiting, not yet making the call. It's going to be a holding call at Adams Central. It's going to be declined by Shadron, and that's going to be a touchdown for the Cardinals, and Shadron draws first blood here with 10 minutes and 58 seconds to play.
That is three catches now for Cerny in the ball game, 27 yards, and again, the quarterback in Stein, very patient back there, had to take a couple steps to the right side and just drilled that football right into the receiver, Cerny. And the PAT attempt for Shadron is good as number three in there, Salone, doing the kicking duties for the Cardinals. So a nice, long, time-consuming drive for the Cardinals, and they lead the Adams Central Patriots here at the Patriots Field with 10:58 left to go in the second quarter. It is Shadron 7, Adams Central nothing. You are listening to High School Football on KHAS 1230.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school football playoff coverage brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island. Also online at DinsdaleAuto.com. Also by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Barrett today to see how they can help you grow. They're going to march off the penalty here. It's going to be on the Patriots. Going to bring the ball all the way up to the 50-yard line. They had that holding call in the end zone on that touchdown pass from Tristan Stein to Brent Cerny. Extra point is good. 7-0 is a score. So Shadron's going to kick off at the 50-yard line. They got the win to their back of their kicker here, Vincent Saloon, as he will kick in the ball. 5'6", 140 pounds, and the juniors. He will be into the football here for the Shadron Cardinals. So it's a 7-0 ball game. Here comes the kick. It's going to bounce at the 3-yard line, gets into the end zone and out, so Adams Central will have it on the turnover. Well, it's been a while since the Patriots have had to come from behind. Back the first game of the season, they fell behind Cozad and eventually lost that ball game. They've won 7 games in a row since, and now the Patriots find themselves down here in this ball game, 7-0 to Shadron.
Well, you talk about the first quarter numbers. 20 plays run by Shadron in that first quarter, and only 5 for Adams Central. They had the football twice. Everything was on the ground except for one pass attempt. That was from Steinkruger. That went over the head of Lindblad. So we'll see what the Patriots have on their third possession of the afternoon.
Here's Niederklein, and Niederklein's going to be hit at the 21-yard line. Buzz Niederklein gets hit at the 21-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Shadron, the interior. It's going to be Nalika Salu and the other brother in there, the sophomore, 5'7", 187. I'm sure when the Shadron coaches put the Adams Central game films to kind of analyze what they were doing, it was all Buzz Niederklein. They said, wow.
Well, and coaches talk to other coaches. There's a lot of friendships out there, and I'm sure that if there were some phone calls made, it's one guy you got to stop, and that's number 30. And on the last 3 carries, no yards for Buzz Niederklein.
There's a Steinkruger. He wants to throw the ball. Throws it out here. It's caught at the 25-yard line. That's Lenowski to the 30, out to the 32-yard line. So Derek Lenowski gets the reception there. Lenowski makes his 11th reception. Vincent Saloon making the stop there for the Shadron Cardinals. But Dylan Steinkruger does a good job there getting the ball into the hands of Lenowski. A completed pass to the 32. That is a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
Second one of the afternoon for Adams Central. And again, Dylan Steinkruger is going to have to find himself very mobile. That big defensive front is putting a lot of pressure on that Adams Central offensive line, and they were able to get through there, put a little heat on him, but he was able to deliver it downfield. Lenowski, very good hands, picks up 12 and a first down.
High formation now. Steinkruger wants to throw. He does again. Lenowski has got the ball at the 32. Lunges forward about to 34 or 35 before he is brought down into play. So a short gain there from the 30 out to the 35-yard line. Keenan Johnson into the stop there for the Shadron defense. A pickup of about 5 yards into play. Steinkruger doing this against the wind as Adams Central moves from our right to our left here in quarter number 2, a 7-0 ball game. Shadron has got the lead.
Well, and I'm sure that Adams Central worked on the passing game this week in preparation for Shadron. It's just been the little dinks and dunks for a Dylan Steinkruger, baby steps. But what that does is start loosening up that line of scrimmage, and you could get that big number 30 running.
Now we're going to give the ball to Niederklein. This time he's going to be hit at the 33. So they pick up from the 35, actually about the 38, actually. A pickup of 3 yards in the play. Tackle is made in there by the Shadron Cardinals. Matt Cerny makes the stop there for the Cardinals after a couple of yard gain. Tackle is made also by Jacob Bargan. So now it's third down. Third down and about 3 yards to go here for Adams Central. as they're working against this three-man front. Actually has a three-down men for Chatterin. They got five linebackers. Here's a Steinkruger. He hands the ball away again to Niederklein, trying to stake through there. He does across the 40, out to the 43-yard line. That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as Niederklein takes the ball to the 43-yard line. Adams Central moves the sticks again. Tackle is made in there by Taylor Wild, the defensive back, 6 foot, 140 pounds, and a junior.
Well, Buzz Niederklein is a load to bring down, and Chatterin is going to have to wrap up if they are able to bring down that Buzz Niederklein. That one there, he was met about a yard past the line of scrimmage, and then just sheer power as Buzz just puts two hands on the football, barrels ahead, picks up 8 yards, six carries, 35 yards in the afternoon, and the third first down for AC tonight.
Here's Niederklein again, slides through there across the 40 out to about the 48-yard line. So another short pickup. Tackle is made in there by Willie Cogdell, a linebacker. He's the second leading tackler on this team. We're down to 8 minutes and 15 seconds to go. What Adams Central is doing, they're long time-consuming drives here, and that keeps Chatterin's offense here on the sidelines. That's what they wanted here.
Well,
they're going to run the pig and try to keep the Chatterin offense on the sideline.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Chatterin wants to do. They want to keep the Adams Central offense off the field as well, but Adams Central by far their best drive here the afternoon.
Here's Niederklein again across the 50. Niederklein still on his feet to the 45, down to the 44-yard line. That's going to be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Tackle is made in there by Lane Jerslid for Chatterin. He's a linebacker, 5'9", 180 pounds, and a junior. So Adams Central now got the football inside Chatterin territory. This is their third offensive series of the ball game. 7:45 to play in the second quarter.
Well, now Adams Central starting to get a little rhythm. A couple of pass plays get the Steinkruger comfortable back there. And now Buzz Niederklein doing a great job. They've got just handing the football to him. Now a quick pitch to the right side.
They're going to pitch this time to Niederklein across the 45 down to about the 43-yard line as he lunges forward into the Adams Central bench over there in the far sideline. You're going to be close to another, actually just a couple of yard gain as they move the ball to about the 42. They got to take the ball to the 35 for the first down. It's going to bring up a second down situation. Willie Cogdell again into the stop for Chatterin on that last play. We're down to 7 minutes to play here in quarter number two. Chatterin has got the lead over Adams Central by the score of 7-0. Chatterin, the number 11 seed. Adams Central, the number 6 seed here in the Class C2 state, or Class C1 state playoffs. Hand off to Niederklein. This time he is hit in the backfield and down he goes. Nalika Saloon is in on the stop there. Got him down around the ankles and brought him down at the 40-yard line. And now Adams Central will be looking at a third down situation. Third down is still about 6 yards to go. The ball, the nose of the football is sitting right at the 40-yard line.
Well, and again, between the tackles, has been very tough to run. Buzz has been successful when he's been able to get outside the tackles on each side. He's been able to pick up some nice yardage. And the traditional I formation, Dylan Steinkruger up under center here on this third down call.
Play action pass. Steinkruger wants to throw. He does. The ball is going to be caught. That's going to be the tight end down there at the 34-yard line. That's a Jerome Halsey. Halls in at the 34. Going to be a little short of a first down. No, they're going to give it to him. A first down right at the first down stakes. A good job there by Halsey getting to the first down stakes. Spencer Eliason into the stop there for Chatterin. But Halsey does a great job getting to the stakes, and they move the sticks here. That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
Yeah, and a great job. And coaches preach that one on third down, and you're going to throw the football. The receivers have to get past the sticks, and Halsey did that. Halsey makes a nice catch, his first one of the day for 6 yards. That's first down number 6. And the Patriots, again, on the march. They got the football at the 35-yard line.
Lanowski splits out wide to the left side. Here's a handoff to Niederklein. Slides back inside across the 35 to about the 33-yard line. Boy, he is finding the running extremely tough inside there, Jimmy. Lane Jerslid into the stop there for Chatterin. Just a short pickup from the 35 to the 33-yard line. Niederklein is a guy who's really been our bread and butter, 1,505 yards so far this season coming to this ballgame.
And Buzz already with 11 carries on he's got 11 carries out of the 12 that Adams Central has had here today. Don't be surprised. Buzz isn't up close to 30 or 30-plus carries here this afternoon. He is a definite workhorse. Picks up one there, second down, and 9-5-15 and counting left to go here till half.
Two wide receivers split to the right side. Pitch play again, and Niederklein trying to take it to the wide side of the field. 35, he's got a blocker to the 30, and down he goes at the 30-yard line. Over there is going to be Keenan Johnson for the Chatterin defense, the outside linebacker. Brings him down after a short pickup as Niederklein brings the ball down to the 30. And Adams Central now going to be looking at a third down situation. Third down and 7 yards to go.
This is the third down on this drive. And every third down, it's been on the arm of Dylan Steinkruger. He has done a nice job. He's connected on his last three passes. They have all been third down conversions. And AC looking at a third, and we'll call it 7. The ball at the 31-yard line, 4, 34 and counting left till half.
Linowski comes in motion on the near side. It's going to be Steinkruger rolling to this side. His pass is going to be incomplete. Great defensive play there by Eliason. Knocks the ball away there from Linowski of Adams Central. A great play by Eliason as he knocks the ball away at the 25-yard line. And now Adams Central will be looking at a fourth down here. Fourth down and 7 from the 30-yard line of the Shadron Cardinals.
Well, and again, that pass play there, he tried to jam the football into Linowski. Good coverage. Both players kind of fighting there offensively and defensively. But again, I don't think it would have been enough for a first down. It would have been very close. And now Adams Central sends out their punt team, Logan Bowen, to punt this football away.
He's just going to try to pooch it downfield here. Ball's going to bounce at the 7-yard line. Nice kick there. It's going to trail out of bounds at about the 10. It hit on about the 7. It bounces forward to about the 10-yard line. A kick of about 21 yards or so. But they pin the Cardinals back deep with 4:19 to play. Remember, Shadron went on a 17-play, 80-yard drive earlier to grab the lead 7-0. That was a nice drive there by the Patriots. Took a lot of time off the clock, but they come out with 0 points. And now Shadron has got the ball back here, first down and 10 from their own 10-yard line. This is an offense that can score from anywhere on the field. Tristan Stein is your quarterback. One wide receiver splits to the left side. One wide receiver to the right. The backs are stacked up in a pistol set behind Stein now as he turns and hands the ball away. That's going to be Dickerson with the ball as he brings it out to the 15, out to the 16, 17-yard line. So a nice gain there out to the 17-yard line. We'll give him 7 yards on the play for Jackson Dickerson. Tackle is made by Derek Linowski of Adams Central. And Shadron's going to go without a huddle here with 4 minutes to play. In the second quarter, the Cardinals have the lead 7-0. Dickerson again is going to go the other way. He's got the ball into 15, breaks outside to the 20, 25, 30, down the sideline, 35. Eludes him out to 40 and takes the ball to the 43. Brecken Reed is the guy to chase him down here at the 43-yard line. Jackson Dickerson got outside and took it all the way down to the sideline before he's finally run out of bounds. Reed into the stop, and we got a Patriot that's injured back here at the 15-yard line. So Jackson Dickerson went right on the first play. Jackson Dickerson went left on the second play, and he has got the first down and more as he brings the ball all the way up to the 42-yard line. Another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, and we have got an injury timeout. An injury timeout here with 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Shadron 7, Adams Central nothing.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of 4 qualifying Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to an $80 Visa prepaid rebate card too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
That Adams Central drive was 14 plays and 50 yards, and they come up with no points. Had to punt the football away to Shadron. But now the Cardinals have run 2 plays, and they get the ball back up here to the 43-yard line. The injured player for Adams Central is going to be Alex Meyer. Alex Meyer, and he's now going to walk off the field on the far sideline. Lathan Schmidt, one of the offensive and defensive linemen for Adams Central, is not playing today. He is injured. And now Alex Meyer, hopefully Alex is able to come back. He's a big cog in the offensive and defensive lines. 6'3", 210-pound senior, as he's going to make his way off of the field. Shadron will come back out. We got 3 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. 7-0 is the score. Shadron has got the lead. Winner plays either Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon next Wednesday in the second round of the state playoffs. First down and 10. Shadron with the ball at the 42-yard line. Here's Stein with it. He's going to roll to his right. Now wants to run it. And he's going to be hitting down. He goes. Hitting down. He goes right at the line of scrimmage. Look at the blue shirts getting up there. Right now, Jerome Halsey, Jack Berry into the stop there for the Adams Central defense. We'll give him a pickup of 1 yard in the play. They move it from the 41 out to the 42, second down and 9.
You mentioned that next possible game. Boy, you look at that bracket. I was amazed when I looked at the bracket. Norfolk Catholic, Pierce, Boone Central, Cozad, all in this bracket. That is amazing. Those are some outstanding football teams.
Second down, 9 yards to go from the 41. Stein with wide receivers left and right, waiting for the snap. He's got it. Play action pass. Stein rolls to his right. He dumps it off. It's going to be caught 45-50 inside Patriot territory to the 49-yard line. Reception made by Keenan Johnson coming out of the backfield. Logan Bowen brings him down for the Adams Central defense. Johnson with a reception here. That's going to be his third reception of the season. They're going to say he went out of bounds at the 48 of Shadron, so just shy of the midfield stripe. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about 3 yards to go from the Shadron 48. We're down to 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 7-0. Shadron's got the lead. Spencer Elias in, your wide receiver split to the left side. Matt Cerny splits to the right. Man in the slot off to the right side. And have a pistol set here. Tristan Sine, the quarterback, waiting for the snap. Looking over the Adams Central defense, hands the ball away. Straight ahead, that's going to be a Keenan Johnson fighting there across the 50 inside Patriot territory down to the 49-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down. We'll see where the officials spot the football as Keenan Johnson brings the ball down to the 49-yard line. That's about where they had to go. The last stop was made by Cale Pleak for Adams Central. And now I think they're going to bring in the chains here on the near sideline as they measure for a possible first down. That's going to be the case. So for the first time today, we get to see our Square Deal Lumber Measurement Gang as they make their appearance out of the field. The Measurement Gang brought to you by Square Deal Lumber and Hardware of Holstein as they bring out the chains. They're going to be just shy of a first down. Going to be about a half a yard shy of a first down. So now Shadron will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about a half a yard to go from the Adams Central 49-yard line. Still plenty of time here, Jimmy, at 2:42 left. And if you're the Patriots, I don't think you want to fall down by a couple of touchdowns.
No, just the way this game is being played so far, what I've seen in this first half, I don't think the Patriots can ill afford to get down by a couple of touchdowns the way this game is playing out. So this is a big series of downs for the defense here as a fourth down and one just across midfield. And Shadron will go.
So fourth down and less than a yard to go from the 49-yard line of Adams Central. Stein is up under center. He's going to try to go for it himself, and he fights, and he's going to have enough. He just got enough for a first down. They started off with a spread set, then at the last second, Stein got up underneath center and just went straight ahead. Buzz Niederklein into the stop there for Adams Central defensively. They're going to bring in the Square Deal Lumber and Hardware Measurement Gang one more time here, but I think from this advantage point, I think he's got the first down.
I tell you what, I don't know. Ben Pfeiffer had a hold of Stein as he rolled along the line of scrimmage down the left side and was able to pick up some help, and it's going to be very, very the nose of the football. The nose of the football.
It was the candy, corn candy I had before my x-ray vision was improving there. By the nose of the football, they've got it. So Shadron will pick up the first down on this Halloween.
Yeah, where are our treats?
2.5 to play. Maybe later we can go trick-or-treating.
Hey, there
right?
We go, yeah.
First down and 10 from the Adams Central 48-yard line. Wide receivers again spread out all over the place for Tristan Stein, the three-year quarterback, three-year starter for the Shadron Bulldogs. Here's a running play to Johnson down the sideline, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's run out of bounds down around the 5-yard line. So Tristan Stein, that was nothing fancy, Jimmy. This went off a right tackle. They hand the ball away to Keenan Johnson. He takes the ball all the way down the sideline. They say he stepped out of bounds at about the 13, but that's a first down and goal. It's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down for Shadron.
That is first down number 9 for Shadron here on the afternoon. And for the run, Keenan Johnson, just a couple of carries in the ball game, but that one there is good for 36 yards. And Adams Central has got to do a much better job of tackling. That was sloppy tackling down here at about the 35-yard line. Johnson able to take it down inside the red zone. The ball at the 14, call it the 13-yard line.
All right, we're going to have Stein wide receivers left and right again. They're going to hand the ball away, going to try to run it here down to about the 10-yard line. There's a short pickup there to the 10. Tackle is made by Ben Pfeiffer for the Adams Central defense as they run the ball with Keenan Johnson down to about the 10. So we'll give him a couple of yards on the game. Second down and still about 8 for the first down. They're 10 yards away from hitting their second touchdown in this ball game. The 11-seeded Shadron Cardinals going on the road. They've got the 6-seeded Adams Central Patriots trailing here in the second quarter, threatening to put another touchdown on the board. A couple of wide receivers split to the left side. Elias and the big tall wide receiver to the right. They're going to go that way. A jump ball in the end zone is going to be incomplete. They go to the big guy, Jimmy. It's that 6-foot, 8-inch frame. They threw it to the back right corner of the end zone. And it's going to be an incomplete pass, but we might have a penalty. Yes, we do. A holding call, maybe the indication against Shadron.
Well, we're waiting to, there's the indication there from Tim Higgins, the head referee here this afternoon, holding call on Shadron. That'll be the fourth one of the afternoon. You talk about such a big frame. So many teams have, if they've got a big wide receiver there, such a target in the corner of the end zone because they tower over top of most of the defensive backs, and that is the case here today. And Elias had just lined up in the slot on the right side, just run downfield and a pattern to the corner of the end zone. That ball is simply aired out through the end zone. I believe that was because of the wind being at the back of the quarterback, Stein. But again, you got to watch out and know where the big guy is. 6'8", 220 pounds. Eliason is a load. He'll be split out to the left side. There's a trio out left, one to the right, and the pistol set for Stein now, a player in motion.
All right, second down here for Shadron. Late in the second quarter, here comes the pressure as Stein wants to throw the ball. That's going to be incomplete. Peter Klein in on coverage there. Derek Lanowski on coverage there for the Adams Central Patriot defense. Incomplete pass. Going to bring up third down. At least you've got to hold Shadron to a field goal here, Jimmy, on third down. And about to, 19 yards to go for the first down. The ball is sitting out here at about the 22-yard line.
Well, you really do, and you can ill afford to fall down by a couple of touchdowns, but three would be better. None would be the perfect case for what the doctor would order. And this is a tall order here for Shadron. This is a third and nearly 20 yards to go. There is a timeout on the field from Shadron.
Brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body of Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw, all back here. First round of the state high school football playoffs in 1230 KHAS. It is third down, 19 yards to go for the first down, 22 yards to go for a touchdown. Shadron already leading by a score of 7-0. Stein has got the ball, surveys the field. He goes down the right sideline. A man out here and overthrows him. Down in the end zone, that's Jackson Dickerson in the end zone, just overthrows him. Incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up fourth down.
Alex Keller on coverage there as Dickerson just comes out in motion, lines up as a wideout on the right side in front of the Shadron bench, runs a fly pattern downfield, and he had a couple of steps on his defender in Keller, and that ball just simply, I believe, again, with the wind at the back of Stein, that ball just aired past the would-be receiver. Now we got another timeout on the field. This will be a fourth down call for Shadron with 1:20 left to go till half.
All right, this timeout is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedic. Do you find yourself taking a timeout from doing the things you love because of pain in your neck, back, legs, or hands, or feet? As your neighbor and orthopedic provider, Hastings Orthopedic's commitment has always been to provide you the best orthopedic care when and where you need it, taking you from a timeout to a time in. Find Hastings Orthopedics online at hastingsorthopedics.com or any of their satellite clinics across central Nebraska and northern Kansas to schedule your appointment. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, feel like yourself again.
Checking out as you read all the live announcements, the crowd on the far sidelines. We do have some Halloween get-ups. One especially at the concession stand. We've got the hot dog and ketchup over at the concession stand.
Dressed up like a bottle of ketchup?
Bottle of ketchup, yes.
All right, fourth down.
Ketchup and mustard, actually.
Fourth down and 19 yards to go. Shadron's going to go for it here from the 22-yard line of Adams Central. Stein is under pressure, slips away, holds it, now throws it into the end zone. It's going to be tipped and almost caught and almost intercepted. AC had their hands on it. Then went right to the fingertips of Spencer Eliason. Then another Patriot had his hands on it in the back of the end zone. It falls incomplete, so the Patriot defense does the job. They keep shattering off of the scoreboard.
You could almost see that crowd on the far sidelines just take one deep breath, because when Stein gets out of the pocket, he is dangerous, able to buy time and look downfield. Kendall Oberheide, he forced him out of the pocket. He had a hand on him, wasn't able to bring him down, and then Niederklein was down in coverage, able to get his hands on the football and tip that one through the end zone. Fortunately enough, it goes incomplete. So Adams Central, after a nice drive by Shadron put together, it was a holding call that hurt him. But AC will get the football back here just with a minute and 11 seconds left to go.
Dylan Steinkruger up under center, hands the ball away to Niederklein, slips through there across the 25 to the 26, fighting forward to the 29, and down he goes at the 29-yard line. Tackle is made by Lassan Saloon and also Spencer Eliason back there for the Shadron defense. Give him a pickup up to the 30-yard line. Give Niederklein a pickup of about 8 yards, but Adams Central just didn't want to do anything stupid down here. We're down to 50 seconds to play in the second quarter.
No, they did a great job. They can go in the locker room at halftime and regroup. Just keep your hands on the football. Niederklein, two hands on the ball there for a nearly an 8-yard pickup.
Steinkruger has got the ball. He's going to run it himself out of the shotgun set across the 30, 35, 40. And Steinkruger is going to be drugged down at about the 44-yard line. Very close to maybe a horse collar out there, but Steinkruger is drugged down at the 44. Tackle is made by Willie Cogdell, the linebacker for the Shadron Cardinals. We're down to 27 seconds to play now here in quarter number two. It's a 7-0 ball game. Shadron has got the lead over Adams Central in the Class C-1 State High School football playoffs.
Good job there by Steinkruger. Calls his own number. Picked up a couple of good blocks. Jack Berry out there in front was able to seal the end off. And then Steinkruger cut it up the middle of the field. Picked up 14 yards, his first carry of the afternoon.
Steinkruger turns, fakes the ball to Berry, runs it himself across the 45. Then out to 50, still on his feet, fighting there to the 48-yard line. So Dylan Steinkruger with back-to-back carries there. Moves the ball inside Cardinal territory. Cooper Cogdell into the stop for Shadron. That's going to be the end of the second quarter. We have reached halftime here today for the Class C-1 State High School football playoffs on 1230 KHIS. The score at halftime, we've got Shadron out on top of Adams Central. It's the Cardinals 7 and the Patriots nothing.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at halftime at Patriot Field here this afternoon. High school football on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island. Also online at DinsdaleAuto.com. Also by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. 7-0 is our score here at halftime. The Shadron Cardinals out on top of the Adams Central Patriots. We'll recap the scoring, the one touchdown that we've had so far in this contest. Jimmy has got the halftime stats coming up. Naturally, this being the first game of a long day of high school football today, not a whole lot of games are underway, but we'll kind of peek at what's ahead here for the state high school football playoffs today and our broadcast plans throughout the day on our network of stations here at Platte River Radio. We'll get you into the halftime show here today. It's brought to you by Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all. With over 38 years in business, you can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver in downtown Hastings. It's only one touchdown put on the board so far. Adams Central missed out on an opportunity early in the ball game. Derek Winowski on the first possession for Shadron picked off Tristan Stein. Adams Central got the ball, drove it into Shattering territory, and then the Patriots missing on a field goal with about 7 minutes to play in the first quarter. So Shattering got the ball back later on in the quarter, moved on into the second period, and finally put together a 17-play, 80-yard drive. The capper was an 11-yard touchdown pass from Tristan Stein to Matt Cerny. Point after touchdown was good. That made the score 7-0 in favor of Shattering. The Patriots got the ball back on their next possession and put together a long-time-consuming drive, 14 plays, 50 yards. Took the ball down to the 30-yard line of Shattering, but against the wind, they elected to go with a punt instead of a field goal attempt, pinned the Cardinals back deep down around the 10-yard line. And that's the way the first half ended, with only one touchdown put on the board here in the first half. 7-0 is the score. Shattering has got the lead.
Halftime numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive. You can find them in Grand Island or on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For the visiting Shattering Cardinals in that first quarter, Tristan Stein was 8 of 14 passing, 76 yards. He threw one touchdown, that coming from 11 yards out there in the second quarter. Shattering rushed the football 20 times for 114 yards, so 190 of total offense for Shattering in that first half. Four first downs on 34 offensive plays. We look at some individual leaders in that first half of action. We talked about the passing by Stein. He was able to connect three times with Matt Cerny. Cerny with three receptions, 27 yards, and the touchdown from 11 yards out. And Salone also has a couple receptions and 8 yards for Shattering. Rushing the football, it's been a double-headed monster. It's Tristan Stein in the half, 8 carries, 23 yards. The other guy, Jackson Dickerson, the starting tailback, he's got 7 carries and 59 yards in that first half. The other guy with one big run was Keenan Johnson. He has a couple of, actually 3 carries and 38 yards in this first half. Four penalties for Shattering in the first half of action. For Adams Central in that first half, not a lot of offensive plays, only 21 offensive plays to 34 for Shattering. But AC with 3 of 5 passing on the arm of Dylan Steinkruger, 22 yards, 16 rushes by Adams Central, 84 yards, so 106 of total offense, and 7 first downs in the ball game so far for Adams Central. Some individual leaders receiving today: Derek Lanowski with a couple of receptions, 16 yards. Jerome Halsey has a catch for 6. Rushing the football, Steinkruger, 2 carries, 21 yards. And the big guy, the guy that we look at each and every time Adams Central plays a football game, Buzz Niederklein, he's being held in check so far by this Shattering defense, 13 carries and 63 yards. Lanowski also has 1 carry for no yards. That was stopped at the line of scrimmage. But again, Adams Central, I met with Bill Carlin just very quickly before I came up here. I was running late, and he was leading his team on the field. I said, "Coach, good luck today." And he says, "We're going to need every bit of that to beat this team. Got a good team ahead of us." And he knew that coming in after he looked at the game film. 6-2, don't be alarmed about the record. And the 11th seed, this is a good football team here that Adams Central's facing today.
Tell you what, I don't like the way the ball game is unfolding right now for Adams Central. The Shattering Cardinals have been able to move the ball up and down the field. They probably should have at least one more score of some sort on the scoreboard. They've been down in Adams Central territory a couple of times and have come up empty. Adams Central relying on their rushing attack like they have all season long. You can't reinvent the wheel just because it's the postseason. They're gonna ride Buzz Niederklein as long as he can go. But right now, Shattering able to shut down, for the most part, Adams Central's rushing attack.
Well, and we've talked about it on several Saturdays when we make them long road trips for Hastings College. Adams Central's got a good ball club, but if they have to rely on winning ball games on the arm of Dylan Steinkruger, just a junior, he's a first-year starter, just an experience back there, and hasn't thrown the ball particularly well all season long, but they haven't had to. They can just hand the football off to Niederklein, and they've done that all season long, 1,500-yard rusher. But today, you can see a much more physical, quicker defense. They're packing the box, and they're forcing Dylan Steinkruger to beat them. And right now, Adams Central has got to be really scratching their heads. They knew coming in they were going to have to get Steinkruger to throw the football a little bit to loosen up that line of scrimmage. But right now, the TOP is heavy on the side of the Shattering Cardinals. They have done everything they've needed to keep that Adams Central offense on the sidelines. And Adams Central defense, the inability to get off the field on third down. Stein has done a great job directing that offense downfield, and you are so correct. They probably should have had a touchdown. They had that long run by Johnson of 36 yards down around the 10-yard line, and then they got nailed for a holding call, which brought it all the way back. They had a third and 20 and then a fourth and 20, and they went for it, but they had a couple opportunities in the end zone there. So Adams Central, very fortunate they're not down by two scores. They just trail 7-0 here at half.
Steinkruger doesn't have to come out and light him up in the second half, but he's got to, like I said, loosen up the defense enough with those short 5-, 6-, 7-yard passes to keep Shadron from putting 6, 7, 8, 9 guys in the box to stop the rushing of Buzz Niederklein. If Steinkruger can't come out and do that in the second half, it could be a long second half for the Patriots.
Well, it really could be. And you know, you look at that long drive that Adams Central put together in that second quarter. It was three consecutive third downs. Adams Central rushed the football on first down. They rushed it on second down. And then third down, it was a short pass, just a dink across the middle. Lanowski caught a couple of those, and then Jerome Halsey was able to haul one in, and those were all third down conversions. So Adams Central was able to convert on third down, but again, he doesn't need to go deep downfield, just has to be effective. And his receivers, if the football hits you in the hands, fellas, you've got to bring it in. They have had no drop balls here today. It's been not a lot, just a 3 of 5 passing again for Steinkruger in that first half, but I think he's going to have to throw it a little bit more, and they're just going to have to try to get Buzz has been so good once he gets the outside. He's got some good speed if they can get him to the outside, but again, we've seen Shadron. They have got tremendous team speed as well. This is a good matchup, just a team that's lost two games, but that's been to Class B opponents. And right now, they're owning this line of scrimmage and the game here so far in the first half of action.
Adams Central has got one interception so far in this first half of play. Shadron with no turnovers. Bill Carlin said it was critical that his team wins the turnover ratio. But when you get a turnover, you got to be able to cash in. They did it on the first possession for Shadron. They got the interception from Stein, but they missed on a field goal attempt. So Adams Central still with a goose egg on the scoreboard here at halftime.
Well, and you're exactly right. You, when you get the turnover in the opposing team's field of play, you got to make something happen out of it. And Adams Central on the interception was able to have the football in good field position, but they weren't able to do anything with it. They tried a long field goal from Jacob Weiss, but again, that one went sailing off the left side of the uprights, but again, not able to really establish much there. But yeah, you got to take advantage when you get the football in golden field position, and Adams Central squandered away a couple of opportunities, so be real interesting. But one thing about it, Adams Central's got to do a much better job keeping Stein in that pocket, or at least have somebody out on him. He gets the outside. He's very mobile. He can hurt you with his feet, and he's shown that he can throw the football down there. He's very accurate, and that other guy that is a big weapon out there is Elias, and he's a tall target. He'd go up over top of any defense back that Adams Central has. They've gone to him a couple of times here this afternoon.
So we're at halftime. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show. As we look out over the crowd, there's a lot of people playing hooky here on a Halloween Thursday afternoon. We got a great crowd on hand at Patriot Field watching this opening round of the Class C1 State High School football playoffs here today between Adams Central and Shadron. We're at halftime. Shadron has got the lead over Adams Central. The score is the Cardinals 7, Adams Central nothing. Back with more after this.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here today on 1230 KHAS. It's the first game of two for us, Jimmy. After a while, we'll head over to Duncan Field as Hastings Saints to say will take on Thayers Central in a Class C2 opening round matchup. That will go at 6 o'clock tonight with a kickoff, 5:45 for the pregame show. Kind of the rematch from the regular season finale between the Titans and the Blue Hawks, a ball game that the Blue Hawks won by a score of 40-0. But this is the team coached by Josh Lanik, and you and I have kind of grown up with him as a player, and now as a coach. He's at Thayers Central. He'll have his team ready here for the second ball game, the second rematch, so to speak.
Well, he really will, and when you play a team once, that's one thing, but when you play a team twice, it's tough to beat them a second time around, and you can guarantee that Josh Lanik's going to throw some twists into the play scheme and the offensive side of things for Thayers Central. Again, St. Cecilia handled them last week at Duncan Field. That is where the game is again tonight, but it'll be interesting. The thing about the Hawks, though, we did the Blue Hill game, and St. Cecilia didn't play very well against Blue Hill. Now, credit to Blue Hill, they are a pretty good football team, and they're in the playoffs as well. But again, St. Cecilia has really kind of gained momentum and gained steam as the year has gone on. They nearly upended the number one team in Class C2 and the number one overall seed in C2 in Donovan Trumbull, and that was a very close game. And then they were able to beat Sutton. So they've done a lot of good things. Randy Aarons has got that defense all cranked up. And Coach Tesmer, I think you interviewed him earlier this week, and he says, hey, Mike, we've improved from last week. So that's a good football team, and going to be interesting. Anytime you get St. Cecilia hanging around the playoffs, they've been there before. They know how to get the job done.
5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the kickoff. We'll have that game here on 1230 KHIS. Got the gang all out today. In fact, the Platte River radio stations with 7 games today across our network of stations on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 later on this afternoon. We've got the game in Class C2 between Kimball and Blue Hill. That one will kick at 4 o'clock. Pre-game show with Blaine Bulis will be at 3:30 today on the Breeze. Then tonight on the Breeze, we've got Lawrence Nelson playing at Giltner. That's a matchup of a couple of state-ranked teams in Class D2 as Lawrence Nelson tries to go to Giltner to upset the Hornets. We've got Craig Eckert with a call on that one coming up later on tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So really back-to-back games with Kimball and Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson and Giltner today on the Breeze. We've got action coming up on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. That will pit Hitchcock County and Amherst. They'll go at 4 o'clock today with a pregame show at 3:30, followed up by the game between the Ord Chanticleers and the Stars out of Kearney Catholic. That goes at 7 o'clock tonight with a pregame show at 6:30. And then over on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. Coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, Doug Duda will have Southern Valley at Sutton. Pre-game show there begins at 5:30. We're at halftime. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here today on 1230 KHIS. It's a 7-0 ball game. Shadron has got the lead. We'll have more right after this.
Psst. Hey, over here. It's me, your house. Instead of painting me this year, try Rolex Steel Siding. It's virtually maintenance-free and will keep me looking great for decades. Plus, I love all the rich designer colors. They're even guaranteed not to fade for 15 years. Put the ladder and paintbrush away and call the knowledgeable folks at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein at 756-5881 or look online at buysquaredeal.com. Buy and check out the Rolex Steel Siding and Soffits from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
As we check the scoreboard here at halftime, naturally with this being the earliest game out of any of the games, not a whole lot of a whole lot of action going on right now. There's one other game. It is in Class C1, and we see Wayne is leading Fall City in the second quarter. It is 7-6. Wayne with a lead over Fall City, 7-6 in the second quarter of play. One thing about it, when you were the first game to kick off, there's not a whole lot of action joining us across the state here.
No, not a lot of action going on, but boy, as we get to about the 4 o'clock hour and on, there's going to be a lot of action in playoff football around the state of Nebraska, and we'll keep you updated as we move along and move over to Duncan Field later on. We talked about it being Halloween day. We checked out. I've been kind of scanning the far sideline. Several outfits over there. Captain America. We've got a couple bananas. We got Supermans over there. Bill Carlin may need to bring Superman off the sidelines. We got Batman. Also, we got a bottle of ketchup and a hot dog.
They're hanging out at the concession stand. Yeah,
out of the concession stand. I hope they don't get consumed over there. But yeah, several costumes from the student section over there on the far sidelines.
Celebrating Halloween here today in the first round of the state high school football playoffs in 1230 KHAS. Again, the winner of this ball game will move on to play in the second round of the state playoffs. It'll be next Wednesday. They'll either play Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon. Those teams are squaring off in Norfolk. That ball game will tip off here in a little bit. Again, the Class C2 state tournament field is loaded. Class C1 is loaded as well. Minden in Class C1, they've got a 7 o'clock ball game tonight at Cozet. That's a big challenge there for the Whippets. Also, Grand Island Central Catholic here in Class C1. They've got a away ball game. They're going to Broken Bow tonight. The Crusaders are currently 5-3 in the season. We mentioned the Gibbon at Norfolk Catholic game. Adams Central here against Shadron. Kearney Catholic with that game later on tonight as they are playing at home against Ord. Got some other games throughout the area tonight. Blue Hill, they have the game coming up here in a little bit in Class C2. We've got that one against Kimball beginning at 4 o'clock on the breeze. Some other afternoon games that are just getting started, maybe in Class C2. We've got Hardington Senior Catholic at home taking on Palmyra. Also starting at 3 o'clock today in Class C2. We have got a game between Lutheran High Northeast and Johnson County Central. Class D1, some of the area teams. We've got Alma. They're playing on the road tonight. They're playing at Twin Loop. And Franklin, they have an away game playing at Hemingford. That ball game is just now getting underway. In Class D2, Shelton has got a home game today. They're playing Sandhills Thetford. Kennesaw, they've got a date with number one ranked Falls City Sacred Heart. That one will kick at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We mentioned the Lawrence Nelson and Giltner game, which is coming up later on tonight in Giltner. You've been listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here today. Shadron has got the lead over the Adams Central Patriots here in the opening round of Class C1. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Shadron's going to kick off to begin the second half. It's going to be an end-over-end kick. It's going to be grabbed here by a short man for Adams Central at the 30-yard line. Back to the 35, out to the 37, and bringing the ball back was Kyler Warmstadt for Adams Central. So a short kickoff there for the Cardinals against the wind. Warmstadt brings the ball back to the 37, so now we'll see what Bill Carlin elects to do here. I like the coaching staff for Adams Central. They've schemed against some better quality teams in the past, and they'll have a plan for the second half.
Well, I guarantee you there's not many coaches around the state of Nebraska better than Bill Carlin. He does a tremendous job, and when he gets into playoff football, he knows how to scheme and put together a good game plan. We'll see what the Adams Central Patriots have in store. First down here for the Patriots.
Here's a handoff. He's going to go to Niederklein. He brings the ball to the 40-yard line. So a good gain on first down. Again, a pick of about 4 or 5 yards there for Buzz Niederklein. Adams Central looking at a second down and five situation. They just got to stay out of the second and longs or the third and longs here. Their offense is really not geared to overcome something like that. Just underway here in the second half. 7-0 is the score. Wide receiver is Derek Lanowski split to the right side. Evan Lindblad will be on the left. Steinkruger up under center. Backs to the I formation. Steinkruger, play action pass to Niederklein. Throws the ball. It's going to be juggled. And now Berry grabs the ball at the 45 to the 46-yard line. Jack Berry coming out of the backfield. Spencer Eliason runs him out of bounds. Berry bobbles the ball. It's like a circus act there, Jimmy, as he moves it across the 45 out to the 46-yard line. And the officials will spot the football over there.
Adam Central lined up at the traditional I there as they sent an Buzz Niederklein to the right side. Again, and it will be a first down. It took a while for the officials to call that one. But, again, Berry flares out to the left side. And Steinkruger, just a pass that was a little bit overthrown. But Berry doing a great job as he tipped it into the air, was able to maintain control, pick up nearly 6 yards. First down, football out to the 41-yard line.
A Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here as we near the midfield stripe. Here's Niederklein. He brings the ball across the 50. Squirts through there to the 45 to the 44-yard line. Buzz Niederklein takes it off of left tackle. Moves the ball down to the 44-yard line of the Shadron Cardinals. Going to be close to another first down here for Adams Central. Niederklein, just a popper to the left side, takes it down to the 44. Their officials spot the football just shy of the first down, so it's second down and a yard to go for the Patriots. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Adams Central with two tight ends. They're going with a power eye set here. On second down and 1 yard to go, hand off Niederklein. He's got the first down across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. So Buzz Niederklein working with the ball there for the Patriots. Another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down, and the Patriots have moved the ball now into Shadron territory. They're on the move here early in the third quarter.
First down number 9 in the afternoon for Adams Central, and Buzz Niederklein nearing that 100-yard mark now. Really, Adams Central dominating in this early in this third quarter, that line of scrimmage. Niederklein already with 19 yards here in the third quarter. He's got 82 total, and the Patriots got the football at the Cardinal 40-yard line.
Here's Niederklein again. This time he was met in the backfield, and down he goes. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage as Niederklein on the second effort brings the ball to the 41-yard line. Tackle is made by Keenan Johnson. Johnson got in there and laid a look on Niederklein before he got back to the line of scrimmage, but Buzz got her back there to about the 41. We'll call it second down and 10 yards to go.
Yeah, the penetration was good by Shadron there. Derek Lanowski kind of caught up in the play as well, trying to block his player out of the row. But again, Niederklein just hammered right there in the hole, not able to pick up any positive yards. Going to bring up second down. We'll call it 10 yards to go for AC.
Niederklein gets the call again, shakes one tackler to 40, breaks outside 35 to the 30. Niederklein cuts back to the 25, still on his feet to the 20, down to the 15-yard line. First down, Patriots, down to the 15-yard line of Shadron. A nice run there by Buzz Niederklein. Takes the ball down to the 15-yard line. Tackle is made by Jackson Dickerson downfield, but Buzz Niederklein rips off a big one for the Pats.
First down number 10 now for Adams Central, and the longest play from scrimmage here this afternoon, 25 yards. Niederklein now with a 107 on 17 carries. What balance Buzz Niederklein has. He was tackled about 3 or 4 times in that play, able to maintain and take it down to the 15-yard line of Shadron.
Feed the well again. Here comes Niederklein as he brings it from the 15 down to about the 12-yard line. Takes that one off of right tackle for a couple of yards. So Adams Central has gone with just two tight ends here. And a power eye setter is handing the ball away to Buzz Niederklein as he's taking the ball downfield here for AC.
Well, feed the guy that's got you here. It's been Buzz Niederklein all year long. Niederklein now with over 1,600 yards of rushing on the season. Adams Central yet to get any points here in the ball game, but by far their deepest penetration into Shadron territory. They got it down at the Shadron 13-yard line.
Same set here. Power eye set. Here's Niederklein. He gets the call, and this time he's going to be dropped to the 10. Niederklein dropped at about the 10-yard line, a pickup of 2 yards in a play. So it's going to bring up a third down and 4 situation. Adams Central working from our left to our right here in quarter number 3. They got their wind in their back. Keenan Johnson into the stop again for Shadron. I think a big, big call here, Jimmy. Offensively, third down and 4, Adams Central with the ball at the Shadron 10-yard line.
And Adams Central with only one pass on this drive. Everything else has been on the ground. I wouldn't be a bit surprised they don't do a play-action pass here. Maryland I set as Steinkruger up under center.
Two tight ends. Here's Steinkruger. He hands the ball away. That's going to be Jack Berry across the 10-yard line to the 5, down to the 4-yard line. Jack Berry doesn't carry the ball much. He's really the blocking back in this offense. But Jack Berry gets a big, big Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Down inside the 5-yard line. Tackle is made by Jackson Dickinson. And Adams Central has got the ball first down and goal at the Shadron 4-yard line.
Well, and as a defense, you're looking for number 30 to come through the hole somewhere. They give it to the guy for his first carry of the afternoon. 7 yards, Jack Berry, a load to bring down, gets the first down. That's number 11, and the Patriots knocking on touchdown door.
There's a handoff again to Berry. He crashes forward 2 to the 1 yard line. He's into the end zone for the score. Touchdown, Jack Berry. He takes it in from 4 yards out, and the Patriots are within one. It is 7-6.
The Patriots there with 59 yards on 9 carries on that drive. Just one pass play, but they jammed the football down the throats of the Cardinals on that drive, the first drive of this second half of action, and the Patriots are trailing by 1 point now. PAT coming, a very impressive drive by Bill Carlin and his troops.
Jacob Weiss into the ballgame for the PAT. He's been pretty successful this year, 39 out of 42 on point after touchdowns. Lanowski will hold at the 10-yard line. It's a 7-6 ball game, and now we've got an offsides call here. I think somebody jumped up front there for Shadron. That's going to be the case. An offsides call there on the Shadron. Now do you roll the dice, Jimmy, and maybe go for a two-point conversion here from the 1.5-yard line, the way this ball game is unfolding, Bill Carlin? Shaky little Bill Carlin might try to do this here.
Well, here comes Ben Pfeiffer into the ball game. Personnel is changing. The field goal kicker, Jacob Weiss, has come out of the game. I believe we may have a timeout here. No, Bill Carlin's going to talk to Steinkruger, but Adam Central will line up and go for it.
Wow, they're going to go for a two-point conversion here.
Conversions, and I like the call. You get the penalty, you've got a yard and a half to go, and your offensive line is dominated here on this drive.
Steinkruger up under center, backs in the I formation. Double tight ends. Steinkruger hands the ball away to Niederklein, puts his head down, drives it into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Adam Central is out on top. 7:35 to play. Here in quarter number three, Adam Central puts together an impressive drive. They get an advantage there on the penalty, get a big break on the extra point on the penalty, and they cash in on a two-point conversion. AC has got the lead, 7:35 to play in the third quarter. It's now Adam Central 8, Shadron 7.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
10 plays, 63-yard drive in the opening possession of the second half. Adam Central then gets a big break on the penalty on the two-point conversion. Actually, on the one-point conversion, they decided to go for two. They stick it in the end zone, and the Patriots now have an 8-7 lead over the Shadron Cardinals here in this football game. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to drive Shadron back into the end zone for the touchback. High school football today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island. Also online at DinsdaleAuto.com. And by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Barrett today to see how they can help you grow.
If Adam Central cannot run the football in a football game, they have a tough time winning. The odds of winning go down. Adam Central in the third quarter, 61 yards of rushing. In that whole first half, just 84. They were able to run the football very effectively. Now the defense has to stand up tall to the challenge. AC leads now 8-7. This is the first possession for Shadron in the second half.
Tristan Stein, he's been dangerous all day. Stands in the shotgun set, hands the ball away. That's Dickerson. As Dickerson moves the ball to the 24-25-yard line, and he's run out of bounds. Derek Lanowski over here defensively for AC. Now the momentum is maybe on the Adams Central side. They take the opening possession. They get a big break. They have the lead now at 8-7. And all the big mo, I think, is on the other side of the field right now.
Well, there really is. And when Jack Berry took that football in from 3 yards out, you could see a lot of fist pumping, a lot of juice, a lot of energy on that far sidelines and in the hometown fans, a lot of people in the stands on the far sidelines. And Adams Central definitely with the momentum on their side right now.
Shadron will go with a spread set again. They've been in this formation most of the day. Two wide receivers each side of Tristan Stein. He's got the ball. He's got to run it, and a penalty flag goes down. Looks like somebody was in motion. That's the case. Illegal procedure call here against Shadron. Illegal procedure on the Cardinals. That'll cost them 5 yards.
That is just the fifth penalty on Shadron here in the ball game. But again, you get down in the later stage of this ball game. Penalties, mistakes are going to be very critical in this ball game. Remember, Shadron was hit with a 10-yard holding call towards the end of that second quarter. They were down there deep in Patriot territory, and it hurt them. And this one here, it's going to cost them another 5 yards. It's going to bring up second down, and we'll call it 11 yards. The ball just inside the 20-yard line.
7:20 to play in the third quarter, 8-7. Adams Central has got a one-point lead over Shadron. Stein has got the ball. He's hit. Stein is spun down, and down he goes. The ball is knocked loose. It's picked up here by Shadron. Comes in the near sideline to the 20. Run out of bounds to the 25. Keenan Johnson picks up the fumble over there. Johnson picks it up off of the turf. Come around the left end and moves the ball out to across the 25 to the 28-yard line. So he nearly picked up the first down.
That was a huge break for Shadron. I believe that was Stein on the quarterback keeper off the right side. The ball was knocked loose, and a couple of guys were in there deep. I think Ben Winkler, one of the guys in there, maybe to jar the football loose from Stein, but Adams Central had good penetration there. And then again, the football just bounces right back up to Johnson. He takes her nearly 9 yards around left end, and it's going to be a very manageable third down and one. Call here, the football out at the 29-yard line.
7 minutes to play in the third quarter. 8-7, Adams Central has got the lead over Shadron. Here's a handoff. That's going to be Dickerson trying to get outside the numbers. He does. Penalty flag goes down. Dickerson across the 30 to the 35, out to the 37. That's in the area of a holding there, just as Dickerson got to the corner.
And Tristan Stein knows it. He's seen it happen. The quarterback for Shadron, he goes down to hands on his knees there for just a moment. Again, he knows that every penalty here is going to be very critical for his team to try to regain this lead. And again, Shadron hit with their sixth penalty here in the ballgame.
Alex Fritzler, the right tackle over there, I think is the guilty party for Shadron. He's a big boy, but he holds, he holds 6 foot one, 316 pounds in a junior. Wow, he's a lot of tacos and a lot of beef out there. 316 pounds, he's a big boy.
Well,
a junior, by the way.
Yeah, they like to run his way. He takes up a lot of space over on the right side of that line.
So now it's going to bring up a third down and 11 situation. The ball is brought back here to the 20-yard line. Spread set again for Stein. Wide receivers all over the place. He's got the ball. Stein looking left. Now looking right, directing traffic. He wants to throw it back across the grain. Now he throws it down the right sideline. The ball's going to be intercepted.
Out of bounds.
And out of bounds. That's going to be, let's see, that's Bowen over there. But I think he was out of bounds. Andrew Bowen got the interception. But right on the sideline, he was out of bounds. And now we got another penalty flag down here. Looks like another hold coming up here for the Shadron Cardinals. You would think that AC will probably decline this one, and that's going to be the case. It's going to be a decline. That's going to bring up a third down and actually a fourth down and 11 situation now, and Shadron will have to punt the ball against the wind.
Well, and Shadron with a lot of troubles here in this opening drive of the third quarter. They had a lot of momentum in that first half, but again, they tried to set up the screen, and it wasn't there. Adams Central had it smelled out. They were going to try to get the football to Dickerson out on the edge, but again, Stein had to roll to the right side. Bowen made the pick, but he was out of bounds, and an ineligible receiver downfield for Shadron. Now they'll have to punt. Lanowski and Bowen back deep at their own 45.
All right, here comes the kick now by Shadron, kind of a low kick as it comes out of the wind. Now the ball's going to be knocked loose, and Adams Central gets on top of it back here at the 45-yard line. Now what are they? They're going to give the ball to Shadron? No, they're going to signal Adams Central's way. The Shadron Cardinals were jumping up and down here at the 45-yard line. That was a short kick. Adams Central probably just should have got away from the ball. They went up to try to field it, and they couldn't field it cleanly. It went bouncing off of one of the two returners' hands back here. I'm not sure which one got their hands on it. But that was nearly a disaster there for the Adams Central offense.
Well, rugby-style kick by Shadron there. And, yeah, into the stiff wind. Again, the ball, just a knuckleballer downfield. And Logan Bowen attempted to field it. You should just get away from the football there. It wasn't going to go much past the 50-yard line. And it just rolls right up the leg of Bowen. And then, luckily enough, Derek Lanowski, Johnny on the spot there. That was a live football. Lanowski makes the recovery. And then the official right away signaled Shadron's way. That got the Shadron crowd all wound up. But Lanowski comes out from the bottom of the pile of the football in a good field position, 44-yard line of Shadron for AC.
They go back to work with a running game. They go back to Niederklein. He takes the ball from the 44 down to the 40-yard line. Shadron knows that AC is going to run the football, but right now the guys up front getting the job done here for Adams Central. Beeman and Meyer and Meyer and Pfeiffer and Moorlang. Keenan Johnson into the stop in that last play for the Shadron defense, but not before Niederklein picks up another 4 yards. Second down and 6 yards to go. AC with the ball down here at the Shadron 39-yard line. Patriots from our left to our right with a win to their back here in quarter number three. There's a penalty flag, and now AC is going to be penalized. They blow this play dead. It'll cost the Patriots 5 yards. 8-7 is the score. The Patriots with a 10-play, 63-yard drive here in the third quarter on their opening possession of the second half, and then a two-point conversion, and the Patriots protecting a one-point lead.
I believe the right guard there as they set up across the line of scrimmage, everybody down in their stance. It appeared to me that the right guard kind of raised up just a little bit. The Shadron players calling for it, and the back judge throws the flag, so they bring the football back just across the 45-yard line. I'll bring up a second down and 11 here for AC in this third quarter, 5:58 and counting.
Here's a handoff to Berry. There's an opening there at the 40-yard line to the 35 to the 34. So Jack Berry, who got the touchdown run for the Patriots, finds a little seam as they're keying on Buzz Niederklein right now. Jack Berry takes the ball down to the 34-yard line. That, my friend, is another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
And number 12 of those this afternoon, Adams Central, already with five first downs in the second half of action. And for Berry, not very many carries coming into the ball game, Jack, with only 35 carries. He's got three of them here, but that one there, a 12-yard gain right up the middle.
And here's another call to Berry. This time they're waiting for him as he's going to be smothered at about the 32. Inside handoff to Jack Berry. They're lining up in this Maryland I formation. Berry is the number two back in that formation as he gets the call there as he's stacked up right at the 32-yard line. We'll give him a pickup of 1 yard in the play. Willie Cogdell is in on the stop officially for the Shadron defense. So now it's second down and 9 yards to go. 5.5 minutes to play here in quarter number three. 8-7, Adams Central has got the lead.
Mike, we talked about Adams Central. They've got to be able to run the football, and their chances go up to win a ball game already 80 yards in this third quarter. They only had 84 in the whole first half. They've done a great job here in quarter number three.
Here's a pitch play. Now to Niederklein, bobbles the ball, gets it under control across the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. Niederklein moves the ball from the 32 down to the 28 to pick up a 4 yards in a play. We'll call it third down now. Jackson Dickerson is in on the stop for Shadron. So now Adams Central is looking at a third down, still about 5 yards to go for the first down. It's on the far side hash mark as the quarterback, Dylan Steinkruger, trots over to talk with the offensive staff here for Adams Central on the far sideline. Trots back to the huddle and now walks up to the line of scrimmage. AC double tight ends, Maryland I formation, and third down, 5 yards to go from the 28 of Shadron. Handoff again to Berry. He's stopped. Now Berry trying to get outside. He's got an opening out here. He's at the 25 to the 20. Berry is at the 15, down to the 10-yard line. First down, Jack Berry. Berry looking inside there, Jimmy. There was nothing there but a sheet of white shirts. Berry does a smart thing, bounces outside, had a lot of real estate out here. Jack didn't have tremendous speed, but he got out here just in time, finds a little real estate, and picks up the first down. Tackle is made by Spencer Eliason, and a first down here for the Patriots.
Jack Berry, 4 carries, 41 yards in this ball game, and he has had carries of 12 and 17 yards on this drive. That is first down number 13, and Jack Berry, with a shimmy shake at the line of scrimmage, takes it off right side, picks up a big first down, down to the 10-yard line. Patriots knocking on touchdown door again.
Here's a Niederklein. This time he is stopped in the backfield, and down he goes. You don't throw a Buzz Niederklein down very often for a loss. That time, Buzz loses 2 yards in a play. A late penalty flag comes down. Tackle is made in there by Keenan Johnson. Johnson gets the tackle for the Shadron Cardinals, but we'll check out the penalty flag. He may have roughed up Buzz Niederklein as they brought him to the turf. Niederklein is met after about a half a yard loss in the play. The officials are huddling here down here at the 12-yard line. We're down to 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's an 8-7 ball game. It's going to be a penalty here against Shadron.
Well, that is penalty number 8 against Shadron, and the head coach down there yelling to his defensive squad, think you cannot make mistakes deep in your own territory, and that is the case out there. Just a little bit of frustration possibly setting in on this Cardinal defense. They dominated that first half of action, but now Adams Central has been able to push that line of scrimmage, and now they've got the football down just outside the 5. They'll spot it down at the 6-yard line, first and goal, actually to be second and goal here for the Patriots. With 3:42 left to go in the third quarter.
They ruled that one a personal foul, I think, on the tackle on Keenan Johnson. So he got Buzz Niederklein down to the turf before he got to the line of scrimmage, but he also roughed him up a little bit, a personal foul called on Keenan Johnson. Adams Central now looking at a second down and goal situation from the 5-yard line of Shadron. That's Lanowski going in motion to the far side. Handoff, Niederklein. Niederklein in at the 5, falls forward down to about the 2-yard line. Buzz Niederklein initially met at the 5, but he falls forward down to about the 2-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Willie Cogdell again. And also Jackson Dickerson with his shattering defense. Buzz Niederklein takes the ball down to the 2-yard line. 8-7 is the score. Adams Central with a 1-point lead. We're under 3 minutes to play here in quarter number three. The winner moves on to play either Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon next Wednesday.
And I told you earlier in this ball game, don't be surprised, Buzz Niederklein gets up to around 30 carries already, 24 carries, 127 yards, and the Patriots with a third and goal call here.
All right, here's Steinkruger, hands the ball away again, and Niederklein fighting, and he doesn't get there. Buzz Niederklein stacked up before he gets the ball to the goal line. A lot of penetration that time by the defense of this Shadron Cardinal football team. Tackle is made initially by Keenan Johnson. Now Adams Central looking at a fourth down situation. They've got a 1-point lead here at 8-7. And Bill Carlin is going to go for it down here. Next time I board the plane for Vegas, I'm calling Bill Carlin up.
Well,
fourth down.
It's the same situation they had on the penalty on the point after, and they went for two. It'll be the Adams Central on a fourth down call here.
Here's Steinkruger going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Nathan Klein. He takes the ball into the end zone for the score. Buzz Niederklein takes it in from 2 yards out, and the Patriots tack on another six. It's now 14-7.
Adams Central just lines up in their traditional Maryland I set. Steinkruger up under center. Barry the fullback. Lanowski flank to the left side, and they just hand it off to your go-to guy, Buzz Niederklein, now with 26 carries in the ball game, 130 yards and a touchdown. And that one there looked pretty simple. They open up a nice seam for Niederklein off that right side.
Adams Central has owned this third quarter. Shadron has run just a handful of plays here in the third. Adams Central has scored on both of their possessions. Thanks to their rushing attack, here's the extra point. Is up there. It is good by Jacob Weiss. 1:55 to play now in the third quarter. Adams Central has come out of the locker room. They're on fire here in the second half. It's the Patriots 15, Shadron 7.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here. Doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
1230 KHAS.
High school football playoff action today brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island. Also online at DinsdaleAuto.com. And by Channel Seed in Hildreth, go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. 10 plays, 63 yards on the first possession for EC. They get the ball back. 9 plays, 55 yards, 2 scores. The Patriots up 15-7.
And with 1:55 left to go in the third quarter, the Patriots have dominated this third quarter. We talked about the time of possession was heavily in the favor of Shadron in that first half. Adams Central with 20 offensive plays in the third quarter, 19 on the ground, 1 pass, only 1 possession for Shadron in this third quarter, 2 runs and 1 pass, and AC has put a couple of touchdowns on the board, and they find themselves leading 15-7. Now with the strong win, Logan Bowen going to have to come in and put a finger down on the football. I looked at the sidelines. I thought it was odd when I seen Bill Carlin come out before the game, met with him a little bit, talked with him. Then he went out, thought there was an odd look. Well, there is. He doesn't have the traditional sweatpants on. He's got the nice tan Dockers all duded out there on the sidelines, but a lot of fire on that Patriot sidelines.
Here comes the run-up and the boot. This one will be maybe returnable. Nope, he's going to go into the end zone with the wind blowing downfield here, about 4 yards deep in the end zone. So Shadron will come back out against Jimmy Mitchell. Lee, 3 total plays run offensively by the Cardinals here in this third quarter. You got to love that T.O.P., time of possession.
Yeah, and it's heavily on the side of Adams Central here in this third quarter. You look at first downs, the Patriots with 6 first downs on the ground, 1 through the air in this third quarter. They have really been able to dominate that front. The bigs for the Patriots have done their job, and Jack Berry has really been a big key for the Patriots here in this third quarter. And now the Shadron offense with their quarterback Tristan Stein come out on for their second possession of the third quarter.
3 wide receivers split to the right side, 1 to the left. Stein is going to run the option play. Stein pitches the ball back. It's on the ground. It's going to be recovered here at the 18-yard line. And out of bounds, not a very good pitch there from Tristan Stein. A late pitch back to Keenan Johnson. That one just kind of goes dribbling out of his hands. And the Cardinals are fortunate enough that the Patriots didn't come up with that one, as they had a bunch of blue shirts down here. Ball finally is recovered back here at the 19-yard line, of loss of 1 yard in the play. is now second down and 11 yards to go. Alex Keller in the area there for Adams Central. So second down and 11 yards to go from the 19-yard line. Shadron working with the winner in their face here in this third quarter. They fake the sweep, and now Stein runs the run the football on the short side of the field, crashes forward across the 20, out to about the 23-yard line before he's run out of bounds here. That's Logan Bowen into the stop for the Adams Central defense as they move the ball from the 19 out to about the 22-yard line. And now it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down, and still long, about 7-8 yards to go here for Shadron.
Well, and you talk about the momentum, how it's heavily shifted to Adams Central sidelines, a lot of emotion, a lot of fire on the sidelines, and a lot of gang tackling. Several blue jerseys around the quarterback Stein there as he rolled off left side. Picked up nearly four. It's going to be a third down. This is a big third down call here for Shadron, nearing the 1 minute mark in the third quarter.
If nothing else, just to give their defense a little rest here. They're looking for a first down. Third down and a bunch here for Shadron. Stein has got the ball, floats to his left, throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. And now we've got an incomplete pass. Andrew Bowen was the guy who broke it up there for Adams Central's defense. That was Vonson Saloon out there on the pattern for Shadron. So again, Jimmy, they go three plays and out, and now the Cardinals will have to punt the football away again.
Well, and they had Eliason right in the area where the intended receiver Saloon was, but again, it was Logan Bowen jumps the pass pattern, and now we've got, Stein set up in a deep shot, maybe a pooch punt. No, they're going to go for it.
Now he kicks the ball, and it's not very far. Goes high in the air. It bounces at the 32-yard line. Comes back toward the goal line to the 31. So the line of scrimmage, was the 20-yard line. And now we got all kinds of confusion here. Adams Central picked it up and was starting to run back the other way with a football. They got the ball kicked to about the 30-yard line. The line of scrimmage was the 24, so that was a 6-yard punt.
Boy, it was a strange set because the Stein is not the original punter, and he dropped back as a kind of in a, like a deep shotgun set, and then he kind of runs, just kind of looking things over to see if possibly somebody would be open downfield. He kind of did that rugby-style kick, and yeah, into that stiff wind. It goes up in there, doesn't go very far, and then Lanowski after
not
the
very
football,
far, 6 yards.
Well, 6 yards, but Lanowski picks the football up. He was going to pay dirt, but the officials blew it dead. But Adams Central, look at this, just outside the 30-yard line. For Adams Central, again, great field position.
AC with the lead here, 15-7 in this ball game. We're in the third quarter as they hand the ball away. They're going to go straight ahead here to about the 25-yard line. That's Niederklein carrying the ball. Tackle is made by Willie Cogdell of Shadron. So now the Cardinals in a little bit of trouble here. Adams Central controlling this second half so far. A couple of nice scoring drives, and the Patriots, all the momentum on their side. Then a 6-yard punt to go along with that, and the Patriots have a short field here. Second down, 5 yards to go. We've got 11 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Patriots up to the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers split out to the right side. Stein Kruger with the ball. Hands away to Berry. Nobody's going to fake it. The Berry spins. Stein Kruger's off the ball at the 20 to the 15 to the 10 down to the 7-yard line. That was a nice play fake there by Dylan Stein Kruger. He just shoves it into the belly of big old Jack Berry there and then pulls her out, runs her around the right end and takes the ball for a lot of running room down here inside the 10-yard line, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play. A third quarter owned by the Adams Central Patriots. Three quarters in the books in the first round of the Class C1 State High School Football Playoffs. The score is Adams Central 15 and Shadron 8.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central with a couple of drives in the third quarter. Shadron just ran six plays there, Jimmy, and Patriots have the moment. I think I said 15-8. It should be 15-7 as we start the fourth quarter.
That was an impressive quarter of football for Bill Carlin and his Patriots. Your third quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Shadron, only six plays in that third quarter, 16 yards, all on the ground, 0-2 passing, four rushes, just one first down. For Adams Central in the ball game, or in that third quarter, just one pass for Steinkruger. It was good for 6 yards, but 21 carries, 121 yards on the ground, 127 total, eight first downs. Niederklein now with 27 carries, 135 yards. Steinkruger, three carries, 39 yards. Jack Berry with four carries, 41 yards. And that last option play, keeper by Steinkruger, was impressive. 18-yard gain. Patriots knocking on touchdown door.
At the 8-yard line of Shadron, they give the ball away to Niederklein. He is hitting, and he squirts forward down to about the 5-yard line. Good penetration there by Keenan Johnson, the linebacker for Shadron. Initially got a shoulder into Niederklein, but Buzz bounces off of him and takes the ball down to the 5-yard line. So it's now second down and goal for the Patriots. 15-7 is the score. The winner moves on to play either Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon next Wednesday night. If Gibbon wins, AC will have a home game. If Norfolk Catholic wins, they're the higher seed. It would be in Norfolk. Here's Steinkruger. He's going to throw the ball into the end zone. That base is going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off in the end zone.
Huge, huge mistake by Dylan Steinkruger. I believe that was Jerome Halsey in the corner of the end zone. And throwing that football into the wind is very, very difficult. But again, Steinkruger threw that. Halsey was not in position to make that play. And, boy, that could pose to be a huge turnover. That's the first one for Adams Central. But, boy, it could be a costly one as they had a first and goal. And Steinkruger throws his first pick of the afternoon.
Jackson Dickerson got the interception there for the Shadron Cardinals, and now instead of AC tacking some more points on the scoreboard, we got a one-possession ball game, and Shadron has got the ball back here. So Jackson Dickerson gets the interception in the end zone for Shadron. They're going to bring the ball out here to the 20-yard line. Dickerson, his helmet came off, so they say he's got to sit out of play, but the some of the coaching staff says it got ripped off there on the interception, so he should be allowed to stay in the ball game. Nevertheless, it's going to be Shadron with the ball here. With 11 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, the Cardinals come back out at first down and 10 from the 40-yard line following the first interception of the ball game for Adams Central. Here's Stein wants to throw the ball. That ball is going to be tipped off of the fingertips of Keenan Johnson down the near sidelines. Bowen again in the area there for Adams Central. Big clump of grass comes up there as Bowen does a little gardening work. Stuffs are back in the field here.
I tell you what, Kendall Oberheide, he got put into action early this year because of injury. He's just a sophomore out there, but boy, he has really developed as a player. On that play there, he was all over the quarterback, Stein, really putting a lot of pressure on him, and he was forced to throw the football on the run. AC's got to be aware of where their receivers are with the wind at the back. Stein can go deep at any time. Three wide receivers split out to the left side here for Stein.
Yeah, he can throw it a mile. And now we got the penalty flag down. Somebody up front moved. AC was jumping around defensively there and may have drawn somebody off sides there. They're in motion for Shadron. That's going to be the case of 5-yard penalty marched off against the Shadron Cardinals.
That is 9 penalties this afternoon on Shadron. And, boy, they have all been big and come in untimely situations. That one there is going to push them back to the 15-yard line. So they're going to bring up a second down and 15, 11:09 and counting here in the ballgame. And now we got penalty flags yet again.
And that time, I think half of the offensive line went on count one. The other half was going to go on count two, and you can't do that.
Boy, and the ball of yarn really unraveling here for Shadron in this second half of action. Boy, this was a game they led at halftime 7-0, dominated that first half of action. And boy, the Patriots, and you said it, you talk about Bill Carlin coming up with schemes and ways to play teams in the second half of action. He has done a tremendous job. It's been smash mouth football. AC has owned this second half.
Second down and 20 yards to go. The ball is pushed back to the 10-yard line after a couple of penalties. Stein is under pressure. He eludes one man, now rolls to his right side, holds it, now throws it. The ball is going to be caught, but a short gain. They get the ball into the hands there of Lane Jerslett, and he's out of bounds here after a short gain. Stein was being pressured there by Ben Pfeiffer of Adams Central getting the pressure on him. Logan Bowen was back in coverage here for the Adams Central Patriots on defense. And we're up in a third down situation here. Third down and 18 yards to go. The gain was only out to the 12-yard line. So a two-yard gain on the completed pass. A big play again for Shadron. They got the interception they were looking for in the end zone, but they haven't done anything with the ball yet. Third down and 18 yards to go. The ball is on the 12-yard line. That's their own 12-yard line. Tristan Stein in the shotgun set. He's got the ball. Rolls to his left, surveys the field, cocks the arm and throws the ball downfield. The man is out here. Jump ball. It's off of his fingertips. Penalty flag down. A penalty flag is down back here at the 45-yard line. It's going to be a pass interference call at EC.
Dylan Steinkirger back on coverage. Also, I believe that was that Lanowski also out there on coverage as well for AC. But again, they throw the deep ball downfield, and the penalty flag rests at the 45-yard line. And all likelihood, this is going to go against Adams Central. That ball probably was going to be overthrown with the wind. But again, Stein can unload it. He can throw it a mile.
So a long deep ball thrown there by Tristan Stein. Draws the penalty flag on Adams Central as the officials discuss this one. It's going to be a penalty marched off against AC. That will give Shadron a, it won't give him a first down. It was just an automatic first down here as they bring the ball out. They had to go 18 yards for the first down. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down, it does not come with an automatic first down. So it's third down and still about 3 yards to go. So a 15-yard penalty marched off on AC because of the pass interference. So it's third down and 3 from the 27-yard line of Shadron. 10:49 to play in the fourth quarter. 15-7. Adams Central has got the lead. Handoff here. That's going to go to a Johnson. Johnson fights his way across the 30 out to about the 31-yard line. And that should be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. It is Alex Keller in on the tackle there for Adams Central. So now it's an 8-point ball game here with 10:42 to play in this fourth quarter. AC scoring both of their touchdowns in the third quarter. On their couple of impressive drives, 10 plays, 63 yards, and 9 plays, 55 yards. AC was down there again early in the fourth quarter, but throws the interception to the end zone. And now Shadron trying to get something going here in the fourth and final quarter. Wide receivers go left and right. Pistol set here for Tristan Stein, waiting for the ball. Stein looking at the defense. Stein has got it. He's going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Dickerson with the ball. Dickerson is going to be bringing it across the 35 out to the 36-yard line. So Dickerson brings it to the 36. Tackle is made by Jerome Halsey of Adams Central on defense. Halsey, the 6-foot, 200-pound junior outside linebacker for AC, will give Jackson Dickerson a pickup of about, 5 yards in a play as he moves the ball out to the 36. Second down and 5 yards to go. We're under 10 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Pistol set again for Shadron. This is an offense that during the regular season averaged over 36 points and over 400 yards per ball game. Wide receivers left and right here. On second down and 5 yards to go. Running play. Stein has got the ball. Stein sweeping left side. He's approaching the 39 to the 40. He's going to still be about a yard or so shy of a first down. Buzz Niederklein into the stop here for the Adams Central Patriot defense. AC has done the job on defense all year, Jimmy, holding their opponents to less than 7 points per ball game, but they need to come up with a stop here.
Well, in that first half, Shadron, again, we talked about how heavily dominated it was. They put up 190 yards on that Adams Central defense in that first half. But again, things have changed here in the second half. Only 16 yards in the third quarter and 13 here in the fourth quarter. And a big third down call here. Third down and 2. The ball at the 39, 8:56 and counting in the ball game.
Stein has got it. He's going to try to run for it. He does as he brings the ball, as he hurdles his way out to about the 42. Stein brings the ball around the right end, out to the 42-yard line, picks up another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Our high school football coverage today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island. Also online at DinsdaleAuto.com. And by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. First down and 10 yards to go. Shadron has got the ball now on their own 42-yard line. 8:36 to play in the football game. Adams Central 15, Shadron 7 here in the first round of the state high school football playoffs. Stein, pistol set, fakes the ball, runs it right side. His pass incomplete off of the fingertips of Lane Drislid, out of bounds here on the near sideline. It would have been a short pickup, only a couple of yards there, but Drislid cannot hang on to the ball at about the 45. He also had Spencer Eliason over here on this near sideline. But it's incomplete. It's going to bring up a second down and 10 situation. The clock is stopped with 8:23 remaining.
Well, and this drive all started down deep in Shadron territory as Dylan Steinkruger threw the interception in the end zone. What it looked like the Patriots are going to go ahead and maybe put a couple of nails into the coffin. Then they throw the pick, and now they've able to push the football out the 42-yard line. A couple of wide receivers to the left side, one to the right, one back in the backfield with Stein with 8:23 left to go here in the ballgame.
Arms are outstretched here for Tristan Stein. He's got the ball. He's going to run it himself again. He's at the 40. He's about at the 45, out to the 46 or 47-yard line. So now Tristan Stein all of a sudden decides that he's going to take the ball on his own shoulders here. And he's carried the ball the last couple of times. He moves it out to the 47. Coming into the ball game, Stein had 332 yards in the ground, and he had thrown for 1,365 yards. So now, if you're a Shadron fan, this is a big play. Third down and about 5 yards to go with 7:50 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Your team is trailing at 15-7. Third down and 5 yards to go from your own 47-yard line. Tristan Stein, two running backs in the backfield. He's got the ball, rolls to his right, unloads the ball. It's going to be tipped nearly intercepted. Getting his hands on it again was Derek Lanowski. He has already got one interception today. He's just all around the football here, Jimmy. He's got five interceptions for the season, and he was in the area again with a chance to get his second pick of the ball game.
Well, and he is just so quick on his feet and can make great breaks. And as Stein rolled to the right side, he was looking downfield. Niederklein tried to make a diving stab at the football as well. But again, Lanowski was back here at about the 40-yard line, and he made a break for the football and just sacrificed his body out there, was able to knock the football down. A great play. Big, big fourth down call here for Shadron.
They got to get the ball to the Adams Central 48. Line of scrimmage is the 46 of Shadron. Fourth down. Stein has got the ball. He's going to try to throw for it. Cocks the arm. Fakes. Now throws it down the right sideline. And man is out here. Incomplete pass. They overthrow their intended receiver. That's a Vasan Saloon down here at about the 22 of Adams Central. They threw it too far, and AC holds on downs. The Patriots will have the football in Shadron territory, first down and 10 at the Cardinal 46.
Oh, and we brag up Derek Lanowski, and then he bites on the play over here. The receiver Saloon gets by him a little bit, had about 5 yards on him, but again, with his quickness, Lanowski was able to get back and then not put his hand on the receiver. Did a great job so he didn't get flagged, and the football was overthrown. AC dodges a bullet there after the Steinkruger interception. They hold on downs. They take over at the Shadron 30, actually the 46-yard line, 7:28 left to go in the ballgame.
Here comes the Patriot offensive unit out. Now they're going to work on the clock as they're going to run the play to Berry again. Jack Berry has been the diamond in the rough, so to speak, for the Patriots here offensively in the second half. He carries the ball for a couple of yards. Cogdell is in on the stop for Shadron. But I'll tell you what, Jack Berry in that third quarter, a couple of big, impressive, important runs there for Adams Central, keeping drives alive. Berry got it in the end zone from 4 yards out. AC with a couple of touchdowns there in the third quarter. Now they're going to try to soak this baby away. We're inside 7 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central leading 15-7. Handoff, Niederklein gets the ball to the 41. Niederklein carries it from the 44 to the 41-yard line. Cooper Cogdell is in on the stop for Shadron. So Adams Central, after getting the ball back on downs, has got a third down situation of their own. Third down and about 5 yards to go. AC with it down here at the Shadron 42-yard line with 6 minutes and 33 seconds to play in this football game from Patriot Field. Player of the game is coming up, also our coach's post-game show. Before we pack up and head over to Duncan Field for Hastings St. Cecilia and Thayer Central, beginning at 5:45 this afternoon. Handoff again to Niederklein, hit at the 40-yard line and driven back here. Niederklein still trying to get away, but hanging on for dear life is Keenan Johnson. Johnson met him, and then Niederklein trying to fight for some additional yardage. Johnson holding on, but finally he rides him down like a rodeo clown down here at the 43-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation, fourth down, and still about 5 yards to go here for EC.
Well, and I don't think you want to go. They've gone to the well a couple of times on the gambling side of things, and no, Bill Carlin will send out the punt team. And now it's all on the snap and the catch here by the punter, Logan Boeing. He will do the job. He's done a pretty good job all season long, but he'll be kicking into this stiff breeze.
Boeing grabs the ball. Good snap. He kicks it. Going to try to keep it out of a wind. It bounces, and it's going to be picked up here at the 20-yard line, and that's where it's going to be down right there at the 20.
Well, he fielded that punt as it bounced about 3 yards in front of him and wanted to take off running. I believe that was, Saloon on the catch, but he'd already signaled for the fair catch, and now we got a
penalty flag down,
a late one.
I think he signaled for the fair catch, but the ball bounced in front of him. It was an early fair catch, and then he took off and ran with it, and I think that's a penalty here in the high school ranks, and we'll check out the indication here. The guys in the zebra suits, as they confer here at the 20-yard line, it's going to be a penalty marched off against Chatterton. It's going to be a 5-yard variety as they move the ball back here to the 15-yard line. So a 5-yard penalty here against Chatterton. It moves the ball back to the 15. So now with 5 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, the Adams Central Patriot defense, that has been stingy all season long, needs to come up with a stop here. First down, 10 yards to go for the Cardinals from their own 15-yard line. We're in a one-possession ball game. 15-7 is the score. Tristan Stein has got the ball. He backs up. He's going to throw it near side. The ball is going to be caught out here across the 20 out to about the 23, 24-yard line. A nice grab there by Basan Saloon. Tackle is made by Derek Lanowski of the Adams Central Patriot defense. They move the ball up here to the 24-yard line. It's a pickup of 9 yards in the play. Second down and one. Clock is running now. It's going to be inside 5 minutes when we snap this ball. Chatterton huddling up here in this fourth quarter, trailing by 8 points in the ball game with a long way to go to pay dirt. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. The big, tall, 6'8" wide receiver and Spencer Eliason splits out wide to the right side. Here's Stein. He wants to throw. Looks over across the middle. Stein rolling to his right. He is hit. Stein throws the ball. It's going to be caught here. An acrobatic catch. And he stay in bounds? No, he was out of bounds. He was out of bounds here on the near sideline at about the 34-yard line. That was Elias, and all that happened right in front of the Scotts Bluff bench.
Scotts Bluff. Now we're playing.
Scotts Bluff.
Scotts Bluff. How about Chatterton?
How about Chatterton? It's from out there somewhere. Yeah. They're the Cardinals, too, aren't they? No, they're the Bearcats.
No, they're the Bearcats.
They're the uniforms
they
are the same.
Cardinals.
Well, the uniforms are the same.
Yeah, they are. They are. But a nice catch there by Eliason right in front of the Chatterton bench. But, again, the official right there pointing where his foot come down. Derek Lanowski in on that play again. And now comes up a second down, actually third down and three, the ball out the 23-yard line.
Stein with wide receivers left and right, turns and hands the ball away, sliding through there. Met at the 25 and to the 26-yard line. We're going to be very close to a first down. That's going to be Alex Keller into the stop there. Alex Keller gets the stop. That's a could be very close to a first down. They're going to say it's just shy. And now it's fourth down.
Oh boy.
Fourth down and about a half a yard to go from the 25-yard line. Stein's just going to go straight ahead. He's going to have the first down. He only had to pick up about a half of the length of the football, and Stein just goes straight ahead there as he moves it out here for a couple of yards. Tackle is made by big old Ben Pfeiffer, 5'9", 200 pounds, and a junior on that defensive line. They keep the chains moving. That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as Chatterton has got the ball. Now at the 27-yard line, it's their own 27. 15-7 is the score. Adams Central has got an 8-point lead here in the fourth and finals quarter, scoring both of their touchdowns in quarter number three. Wide receivers left and right. Stein looks left. Now he's being flushed out of the pocket. Stein running with the football at the 30, and he gets it to the 31. Hanging on for dear life at the bottom of the stack there for Adams Central is going to be Jerome Halsey. Halsey gets a stop there for AC on the scrambling quarterback from Tristan Stein as he brings it up to the 30-and-a-half-yard line where the Chatterton Cardinals will be looking at a second down situation. Second down at about 7 yards to go. Clock is slowly sneaking away from Chatterton here in this one. They're electing to keep the ball on the ground. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play as they get up to the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers out to the right side, one to the left. Stein has got the ball. Looking left, fires left. The ball is going to be caught and dropped out here at the 39-yard line. That ball should have been caught. That was Vasan Saloon on the pass pattern there. It was a little slant in toward the center of the field, and Saloon goes down to the seat of his pants to try to grab it. Goes ricocheting off of his hands, an incomplete pass.
Well, with 3:07 left to go here in the ball game, obviously you're in four down territory for Chatterton in this football game. The ball is spotted at the 30-yard line. They're looking at a third down, 3rd and 7 in their own territory.
3:07 left here in the fourth quarter. Three wide receivers to the left, one wide receiver to the right side. Stein with the ball on third down. Cocks the arm. He's going to throw down the right sideline. A man is out here. It's incomplete. He had a man open at the 35-yard line and cannot connect. That's Jackson Dickerson at the Adams Central 35. He had a couple of steps on his DB.
Logan Bowen probably just took the biggest sigh of relief in the whole facility here today, other than the Adams Central fans. He was burnt on that play. He got his feet crossed up when Dickerson cut it back to the inside, and with the wind at the back, it makes it very difficult to land a long ball right on the money. And boy, if Dickerson makes that catch, we are lining up for the two-point conversion, because that was burnt toast by Logan Bowen, but it falls incomplete. That is 25 pass attempts, and now the big play of the game, a fourth down and 7 for Shadron. This could be the ball game.
From the 30-yard line of Shadron, 15-7, Stein has got the ball. Cox the arm, he's being pressured. He's wrapped up, and he's thrown down back here at the 20-yard line. Getting Kendall through there for AC, making a big sack on the play for the Patriot defense was Kendall Oberheide.
Oberheide has gotten in there several times today, and Stein has been able to elude his tackle, but not that time, as the sophomore gets him up around the shoulder pads and jerks him down to the ground. He's met by the coaching staff on the far sidelines. What a big play for that youngster for Adams Central. The Patriots take over with 2:53 left to go here. They will take over at the Shadron 22-yard line. Big, big play.
Kendall Oberheide in a fourth down situation sacks the quarterback. AC has got the ball, first down and 10 at the Shadron 22. Berry gets the call. He moves it to the 21. Just an inside handoff. Each team with all three of their timeouts left here. And we're going to have one burnt right here by Shadron. So a timeout is called here. Your timeout is brought to you by Hess Auto Body. If your vehicle needs a timeout for a paint job or an auto repair, see Dave and the crew at Hess Auto Body. 2:46 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 15, Shadron 7.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
High school football today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all of your commercial, industrial, and residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757 or online at KriegerElectric.com. Usually it's a Friday under the lights with Krieger Electric, but today it's a bright, sunshiny day with no lights. And on a Thursday, Halloween, Adams Central trying to pull one off here today. 15-7 is the score. Patriots have the lead here in the fourth quarter. There's a handoff again. That's going to be Niederklein as he busts through there. Still on his feet inside the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. Buzz Niederklein moves the ball all the way down into inside the 15. They're going to spot the ball at the 13-yard line. So the Adams Central Patriots, they have won 7 games in a row to wrap up the regular season. It looks like they're going to be on their way to a victory here today over Shadron, a team that had won 6 games in a row coming into the state playoffs. We got an officials timeout for a measurement. They were going to bring in the Square Deal Lumber and Hardware measurement gang from the near sideline. Brought to you by Square Deal Lumber and Hardware of Holstein as a stretch out the chains, and it's going to be just a couple of inches shy of a first down. Gino not only is on the injured reserve list for his shoulder, his eye vision seems to be a little bit deflected here with that injury. Gino, you're off just a little bit on that one. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about a yard to go from the 13-yard line. Coming up later on today here on 1230 KHIS, we've got Hastings St. Cecilia and Thurs Central. That'll be at Duncan Field. On the air at 5:45 this afternoon from Duncan. And now we're going to have another timeout called here by Shadron. So Shadron calls another timeout. 2:26 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 15, Shadron 7.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Patriot Field. I'll be anxious to talk with Bill Carlin after this and about what exactly changed in the second half, because they are running the ball a lot more effectively since halftime today.
I don't know whether it was the blocking schemes up front, because that offensive line was dominated in that first half. But, wow, they've been able to really open up some nice holes. And the Patriots look at a third down and one at the 13.
Steinkruger just goes straight ahead on the quarterback sneak, and he takes the ball down to about the 10-yard line. Should be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. And now EC can really work on the final 2 minutes and 22 seconds. So the next round of the state playoffs will be next Wednesday. AC will play the winner of the Norfolk Catholic Gibbon ball game.
We've seen Gibbon already.
We've seen Norfolk Catholic a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they're
a good football team.
They're good coaches and good players.
So it's first down and goal. Adams Central has got the ball at the Chandron 10-yard line. Steinkruger has got two tight ends, hand off to Berry, and Berry is going to go off of right tackle. He's going to be stood up right about the 9-yard line. Jack Berry may be the hero of this football game, Jimmy. He was very effective in the third quarter, picked up a couple of big third down runs on the consecutive drives. He got into the end zone on a touchdown from 4 yards out to give Adams Central their first score in this football game, but a very effective Jack Berry here today in this contest.
Jack Berry is usually, we mention his names a lot on the defensive side of things, as he is a mainstay at the linebacker there for the Adams Central defense. But today, 8 carries. That is a rarity, because I know we've done some Adams Central games this year where he has not even had 1 carry. It's been all Buzz the Intercline. But 8 carries today for Berry and 45 yards in the ball game.
Doesn't sound like a lot,
no.
But I'll tell you what, those yards were at crucial points of this football game.
Well, you go back to the third quarter, and they had a couple of drives, maintaining drives. He was able to rip off a 12-yard run and a 17-yard run, 2 hands on the football. He's a load to bring down, well over 200 pounds. He's just like a bowling ball. People just bounce off of him, but Berry has done the job. And the Patriots in the I formation will be Berry and Niederklein behind Steinkruger.
Second down and goal from the 8-yard line. Niederklein gets the call again. Niederklein across the 5, down inside that 5-yard line to about the 3. Now a minute and 40 seconds to play. Adams Central is sitting at the 3-yard line of Chandron. Steinkruger goes over to get the play from Bill Carlin on the far sideline and returns back to the huddle. We're going to be close to the minute mark, and we snapped his football. It's going to be third down and goal from the 3-yard line, and Bill Carlin will have that big old gold Rolex up there, as they'll use every single second they can here. Adams Central has got a 15-7 lead over the Chandron Cardinals. Third down and goal from the 3-yard line. Steinkruger hands the ball away again to Niederklein. He takes it between the right guard and the right tackle, and he gets it into the end zone for the touchdown. Niederklein sticks it in there from 3 yards out. That's his second touchdown of the ball game, and the Patriots now lead by a score of 21-7.
Catch these numbers: 33 carries, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns on the afternoon for Buzz Niederklein. A slow start in the first half, but a big third quarter, and Niederklein doing a great job. Gets some good blocks, takes it off right guard, right between his right guard and right tackle, and sticks the pig in the end zone, and the Patriots are moving on to the second round of the playoffs as the point after coming with a minute 7 left to go.
Jacob Weiss into the ball game to attempt the PAT, and somebody moved up front. It's going to be the guy who's on this right end. That's Jerome Halsey on the extra point team. That's going to cost him 5 yards. It is somebody jump up front for Chandron. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty marched off against Chandron. This happened earlier in the ball game, following the first touchdown for Adams Central. Chandron was penalized, and Bill Carlin decided to go for a 2-point conversion. At that time, it was successful. It gave AC their first lead of the ball game at 8-7. They'll just stick with a 1-point variety here. 5 yards closer, actually a 2.5 or 1.5 yards closer to the goal line. Ball is down, the kick is up, and Jacob Weiss nails the point after touchdown. The PAT is good. 1:07 to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score: Adams Central 22, Chandron 7.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school football today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet in Grand Island at Stolly Park Road and Webb Roads. Tom Dinsdale Automotive, also at DinsdaleAuto.com. Also by Channel Seed in Hildreth. Go see Zeke and Bear today to see how they can help you grow. So a slow start for AC. They trail at halftime 7-0. The Patriots have come back with 22 unanswered points here in the second half and have taken control of this ballgame 22-7. Weiss kicks the ball away, fielded by a short man, and then he falls down here at the 35-yard line. That was the Kika Saloon returning the ball there for the Shadron Cardinals. So Shadron will come back out and finish off this ballgame. They will finish out the year 6-3. Adams Central will improve to 8 wins and 1 loss in the season. And the Patriots headed for a second-round date with either Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon. Those two teams will score off tonight in Class C1. So Shadron back out here in first down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Stein has got wide receivers to the left and to the right. AC with a deep secondary all the way back to their own 40-yard line. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught. That's a big old Spencer Eliason high in the air to grab that one as he comes out to about the 47. I'm surprised that Shadron hadn't used Eliason any more than they have today. He towers over everybody at 6'8". He goes up and climbs the ladder there for his first reception
second,
of the day.
Second reception of the day. Yeah, that's it.
First and 10, but we're under a minute to play. Stein looking left, looking right. Now he rolls to his right side. Penalty flags are down. There's a pass completed to 50-yard line out of bounds. That Matt Cerny with the ball there for Shadron. I think we're going to have a holding call on the Cardinals as the penalty flag is down back here at the 41-yard line. Later on tonight, Hastings Saints is in third central. Jimmy and I will pick up and move over to Duncan Field. We'll have that one beginning at 5:45 here this afternoon. Plenty of action on our network of stations. We've got the Blue Hill game coming up here at 4 o'clock. That'll be on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, pregame at 3:30. Lawrence Nelson and Giltner tonight on the Breeze beginning at 6:30. We've got Sutton and Southern Valley tonight on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR beginning at 5:30. And two games on ESPN this afternoon beginning at 3:30. Hitchcock County at Amherst followed by Ord and Kearney Catholic. Penalty marched off here on Shadron. Brings the ball back to about the 37. First down and 19 yards to go with 42.8 seconds to play. Adams Central all the way back to their own 40-yard line defensively. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver was Dickerson. In coverage for Adams Central was Buzz Niederklein.
27th pass attempt on the afternoon for the quarterback Tristan Stein, a senior. Here for Shadron. We talked about yardage. 190 for Shadron in the first half. Second half, 49 yards.
AC's defense has flat done the job. Here's an errant snap now as Stein's got to go back and try to pick it up at the 25. Here comes the pressure. Stein gets away. He's still got the ball. Now throws it downfield. That ball is going to be incomplete and tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. That's going to be tipped and intercepted. There was overthrown. Spencer Eliason was the guy who was the intended receiver. That ball was picked off by Brecken Reed. Brecken Reed gets his fourth interception of the season. AC gets a pick here with 25.7 seconds to play.
Two interceptions on Stein this afternoon, and that one there was an errant snap. That wasn't even close. It was to the left of Stein. He had to try to field the football, had a couple of Patriots staring at him right in the eyes, was able to break free from them, throw it downfield across midfield. And again, Brecken Reed had it hit in his hands, off his shoulder pads, back into his hands. He makes the pick, and AC is going to move on to the second round of the playoffs. They're in victory formation, just a knee by Stein Kruger, and they will let the final 23 seconds run out here.
So Stein Kruger takes a knee. Adams Central actually trailed in this football game, if you missed it earlier, 7-0 at halftime. A first half that was pretty well dominated, I thought, by Shadron. But AC comes out and scores on two possessions, bam, bam, right in the third quarter. They go out on top by a score of 15-7. They add one here in the fourth quarter of play. And the Adams Central Patriots have won this football game as they have beaten the Shadron Cardinals today in the first round of the Class C1 State High School football playoffs. The final score, Adams Central 22, Shadron 7. Back with a recap after this.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, six-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
From sunup to sundown, you get the job done. No matter what, with a rugged persistence like that at the heart of every Ford truck. When it's time for a new one, we're here, doing business the way it ought to be. Now drive a new 2013 Ford F-150 XLT with Chrome Package. Save $12,672 off MSRP. Best price, just $31,132. The new Hastings Ford Lincoln. The difference is black and white.
1230 KHAS.
So Adams Central wins it today over Shadron by the score of 22-7. We'll check the scoring here in the ball game. First offensive possession for Shadron. Derek Lanowski got an interception. AC couldn't do anything with it. Went for a field goal and missed that with 7:13 to play in the first quarter. Period number two, Shadron got a 17-play, 80-yard drive together. Got an 11-yard touchdown pass from Tristan Stein to Matt Cerny. One after touchdown was good. That made the score 7-0 in favor of Shadron. And that's the way the first half ended. Adams Central got one drive together. They went 14 plays and 50 yards, but got the ball deep into Shadron territory, but elected not to go for the field goal and had to punt the ball away. No points, so it was 7-0 the score. Shadron had the lead at halftime. Second half, it was all the Patriots. Adams Central scored in the first two possessions. 10 plays, 63 yards. Jack Berry got a 4-yard touchdown run. Then Shadron commits a penalty on the extra point. AC decides to go for two. They got it into the end zone to grab an 8-7 lead. Later on in the third quarter, the Patriots went on a 9-play, 55-yard drive. Buzz Niederklein scored a touchdown from 2 yards out to make it 15-7. And then the final touchdown came in the fourth quarter of play with 107 remaining, a 3-yard touchdown run from Niederklein. Point after good, 22-7 to score. Adams Central wins it here tonight.
Final game numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can also find them on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. For the visiting Shadron Cardinals in the ball game, wow, they dominated that first half, but the defense of Adams Central really did the job in the second half. As we look at the numbers, their quarterback Tristan Stein finishes the afternoon 11 for 29, 99 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. The Cardinals carried it 33 times for 152 yards, so 251 of total offense in the ball game for Shadron. 13 first downs. We look at the penalties, also 13 penalties as well for Shadron in the ballgame. Some individual leaders, their quarterback, Tristan Stein, we give you his passing numbers. Rushing the football, he had 15 carries for 40 yards this afternoon. And the other guy carrying the football, Jackson Dickerson, with 10 carries and 69 yards. The big receiver out there in Spencer Eliasson had only two receptions for 14 yards in the ballgame. For Adams Central in the ballgame, Stein Kruger finishes the ball game 4 of 6 passing, 28 yards. He had one interception. But the Patriots with 47 rushes, 233 yards, 261 total offense for AC, 17 first downs in the ball game. We look at some individual leaders. There was a lot of them to talk about. Receptions, Derek Lanowski, 2 for 16. Jerome Halsey, 1 for 6. And Jack Berry, 1 for 6. Jack Berry also 8 carries, 45 yards, 1 touchdown, and all 8 of them carries were at very crucial times in this ball game. Buzz Niederklein, 32 carries, 153 yards, 2 touchdowns, and Dylan Steinkruger ends the day with 5 carries and 43 yards in the ball game. But, boy, we look at the second half totals. We talked about that first half, only 106 total yards for Adams Central in that first half, 190 for Shadron. Flip things around, 155 for Adams Central in the second half and only 61 for Shadron. So, again, we talked about the deficit at halftime at 7-0. Adams Central went into the locker room, come out with a whole lot of juice, and they turned on the Jets, 22 unanswered points, and the Patriots moving on to the second round.
They'll play either Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon coming up next Wednesday. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's post-game show. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hit the road with a four-door sedan loaded with luxury. Tom Dinsdale offers this 2013 Cadillac XTS, stock number 98950, with a V6, 6-speed automatic, and white diamond tri-coat finish. Sale priced for under $50,000. Qualified buyers can take advantage of an available $5,000 rebate. Take a test drive today in this great example of personal luxury at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road at Webb Road in Grand Island. Check out the entire inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Hey, over here. It's me, your house. Instead of painting me this year, try Rolex Steel Siding. It's virtually maintenance-free and will keep me looking great for decades. Plus, I love all the rich designer colors. They're even guaranteed not to fade for 15 years. Put the ladder and paintbrush away and call the knowledgeable folks at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein at 756-5881 or look online at buysquaredeal.com. Buy and check out the Rolex Steel Siding and Soffits from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
This is the player of the game brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Adams Central wins it today 22-7 over Shadron. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. They get a big performance from Buzz Niederklein today. Offensively, Jack Berry, he got in the offensive act, also had a great job on the defensive side of things here today. Derek Lanowski getting an interception early in the contest for AC. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our players of the game today for Adams Central. First of all, Buzz Niederklein. He carries the rushing load again today. 32 carries, 153 yards, and 2 touchdowns as the Patriots rack up 261 yards of total offense. Niederklein had 153 of those. Then Jack Berry. We're going to credit Jack Berry, too. 8 carries, 45 yards, a touchdown. Had 1 reception for 6 yards and also came up with 5 tackles on defense. So Buzz Niederklein, Jack Berry are players of the game today as Adams Central knocks off Shadron by the score of 22-7. Stick around. The coach is coming up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches postgame. Up next on Hastings Link to Local High School Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists are committed to keeping their focus on you in everything they do. You can count on them to give you personal attention from your initial exam all the way through your follow-up care. They offer fair and total treatment you can afford. Hastings Orthopedics promises to thoroughly explore your options and help you understand all the possible solutions. Dr. Shingren, Bolin, and Noacek work together to ensure continuity and quality in your care. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hastings Orthopedics, 606 North Minnesota Avenue. New Hastings.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the...
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
Getting back here at Patriot Field, 22-7 to score here today as Adams Central comes back in the second half to beat the Chadron Cardinals as Bill Carlin joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, congratulations, a heck of a second half today.
Well, the kids did a great job. They got after a little bit better the second half. We didn't change a whole lot of our blocking schemes. We ran a few different plays to different formations, trying to scheme them. Number 60 for them was a really good D lineman, and he gave us some trouble, and we tried to formation him away from the ball a little bit more. But the kids just did a great job, and I thought Jack and Buzz ran hard and blocked well for each other.
Tell you what, a tale of two halves. 190 yards you surrendered to the Chadron Cardinals in that first half, only 61 in the second half. What adjustments did you make defensively there?
Well, nothing huge. I mean, we just we went a little bit more, but just we went away from our 4-3 a little bit. We were worried a little bit about stopping the run, and we thought we made them a little more one-dimensional. But basically, you know, we just got good pressure on the quarterback, I thought, a little bit more. He can really throw the ball. He's a good quarterback. And, you know, they had a drop here and there. But, you know, that first half they had about 80 yards in one drive, and it took about the whole first half, it seemed like. They had the ball there and completed everything and converted third downs. But the second half we just, I thought, just tackled a little bit better. Just it's little things. We talked to the kids at halftime of get off your block a half a second quicker and hold your block 1 second longer. And that's not asking much, but that's enough to make a difference in some ball games.
So you take the second half and you scored in your first two possessions. That first drive was pretty impressive as you stuck it into the end zone, a 10-play, 63-yard drive. Got within a 7-6, and then they jump off sides and had a penalty on that extra point. You decided to go for the two-point conversion. Was that a no-brainer there sitting at 7-6?
No, I'm a very good Catholic, and I was praying a bunch right there. And, no, it was I just thought we had to have the lead while we had the wind. And if we didn't get it, there was an opportunity right there to take the lead. And I thought that really gave our kids a shot of adrenaline. And you know, adrenaline's the most powerful drug in the world, so it took over from there.
Yeah, really turned the ball game around because they had only 6 or 7 plays in that third quarter. You get the ball back, and you didn't go on a 9-play, 55-yard drive. So that might have been the turning point of the whole ball game right there.
I think so. I thought the first half they were really physical up front, and I thought we maybe wore them down a little bit. I think a lot of the teams out west are a little more finesse and throw stuff, and we're not finesse and don't throw a whole lot. And, you know, I thought we just kind of pounded on them enough. I think they got tired of it a little bit, and we just kind of wore them down a little.
Tell you what, one guy offensively, it may not sound like a lot, but we've been doing these games enough. Jack Berry with 8 carries, 45 yards, rant and rave about that, but they were all 8 were very crucial carries for Jack today.
Yeah, they were really keying so much on Buzz, and you know, our blast play goes a little bit wider than when we run in Jack with the ISO, and we had a little bit better angle, I thought, to block their defensive end when we ran that play. So we ran it once, and man, he just about popped it, and I thought, God, why haven't I been paying attention here? And so we came back to it on a couple of times again, and they were overflowing so hard, they were expecting him to block so much. Sometimes the linebacker ran right by him and just let him go, and Jack had the ball, and they didn't know it.
Defensively, again, we talked all day. Oberheide, he had a big sack there at the end of the ball game. That's a kid that has really stepped up as just a sophomore.
Yeah, he really has. You know, he played linebacker for us as a freshman, and we had some injuries early, and we thought he's a big kid. You know, he's 220-pound sophomore, and he's pretty strong and runs pretty well. And so we moved him up to D-end, and I'm not sure he was really excited about the move at the beginning. But about halfway through the year, he says, God, I'm so glad you guys moved me. He says, that worked out great. And he says, I don't have near as many reads to make up there at D-end as I do at linebacker. So he did a nice job, and just – I thought, you know, a bunch of kids played well today. I thought Dylan Steinkrieger played a great job. The first half, he threw the ball very, very well. He ran the option down here one time, and everybody tackled the fullback, and he pulled it out and did a nice job there and really helped set up that second touchdown. And he made one mistake, and other than that, he played really well.
Tell you what, another guy that really stuck out to me was on defense is Derek Lanowski. Had the one interception early in the ball game, and then he had several pass breakups. He is so quick, he can make such a quick move on the ball once the quarterback's thrown it.
He's always on their best receiver. No matter who we're playing, he goes against their best receiver every week, and he hasn't disappointed us yet.
So it moves on to the second round of the state high school football playoffs. I know that's always one of your goals is to be playing in November, Coach, and I guess we're going to be playing in November next week, huh?
Yep, we got another week of hard work and see what we can put together, and all we got to do is just kind of, you know, win and move on is our goal. And whether we go to Gibbon or Norfolk Catholic, wherever we're heading, we're happy to be alive and move on, and now we can go trick-or-treating.
Go out and see if you can find some tricks or treats, will you?
You bet.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Bill Carlin again on Halloween as we celebrate a victory here this afternoon as Adams Central knocks off the Shadron Cardinals here in this, and they'll move on to play the Norfolk Catholic or Gibbon next Wednesday. We'll take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
So the Patriots win it today 22-7. Shadron ends their season 6 wins and 3 losses. They lose their first 2 ball games of the season. They lose their last year today. And at Adams Central, they have now won 8 games in a row. The Patriots 8-1 and most likely will be heading to Norfolk Catholic. They've got the ball game with Gibbon coming up. Norfolk Catholic, highly regarded in Class C1, and that's probably going to be the matchup next week.
I think they were rated up there as high as at least 1 or 2, I know, with Boone Central there. I think Boone beat them earlier this year. But, again, we'll see what plays out. It's a whole new season when you start the playoffs. Anybody can beat anybody on any given playoff night. But Adams Central with a come-from-behind victory, very, very impressive. And this just in, if somebody comes to your door tonight looking like Bill Carlin, it very well could be. So trick him and treat him and congratulate him and send him on the way. But a very happy coach, and the Patriots get the victory here on Halloween.
All right, we've got more action coming up here on 1230 KHIS at 5:45 this afternoon. It'll be Third Central and Hastings St. Cecilia from Duncan Field. Jimmy and I will have that one for you. Coming up on the breeze here at 4 o'clock today, KLIQ FM 94.5. It's Kimball at Blue Hill. The pregame show is underway there. That game will be followed up by Lawrence Nelson and Giltner tonight at about 6:30. On Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. We've got Southern Valley and Sutton coming up. 5:30 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the kickoff, then a couple of games on ESPN 1550 and 1460 KXPN. We've got Hitchcock County at Amherst and Ord and Kearney Catholic. Action there is just now getting underway. So Adams Central wins it this afternoon over Gibbon by over Shadron. I'm already thinking Gibbon.
Yeah, you're having a tough time today.
It's Adams Central winning over Shadron today by a score of 22-7. For Jimmy Purcell, for Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-8000. Coverage of high school football has been a presentation of Platte River Radio.